And now, 60 minutes of your life you'll never get back.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Pensábamos esperar a que fueses un poco más mayor para hablarte de ciertas cosas.
Si hay alguna cosa que quieras preguntar, lo que sea.
Lo de los Reyes Magos también es mentira.
You're killing me, Larry. You can't say that on the radio, Larry.
You with me?
I sure am.
You with me now?
I love it.
You know you love it.
Not easy being a successful Latino businessman these days, you know?
Tell me something I don't know, man.
Hello, Mexicans. Why don't you amigos go back to Canada, where you belong?
Does anyone ever call me names?
You mean like retard?
Yeah.
No.
We try and teach our children not to make fun of others who are challenged.
Don't be a silly, stupid. It's Casual Friday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What? If I'm black, you think I did it?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I don't want to take my pants off.
Roll another one.
When life throws you a curveball, lemonade.
Just like the other one.
The elephants.
This one seems to be about to quit.
It was like Studio 57 up there.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Can I have a hug?
Roll another one.
I sort of have a boner.
Just like the other one.
That is solid.
This one seems to be about to end.
You'll get nothing and like it.
I don't have another cent.
Joe Rogan, everybody. Joe needs to smoke more pot.
I don't want to.
That's a bummer.
Just pass it around.
What if your name was Egon?
Wow,
that was not fun to hear.
And now,
I mean, I've always subscribed to the idea that if you really want to impress your boss, you go in there and you do mediocre work. Half-heartedly.
Our feature presentation.
That's been the secret of our success.
good advice, I believe, yes. Yeah.
That way they always think, well, geez, they're just around the corner from really peaking.
Yeah, absolutely. Give them another day.
Never peak, but, you know, that's the game you have to play. Good morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:33. It's Friday, the 17th of Aprilingus.
We're going to take your phone calls for the Friday edition of Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew. Right now, you pick up the phone, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. How long is this current crop of interns going to last? When can I fire Armgina? When's that happen?
Why do you want to
fire
her?
She's fine. When's her time up? When does the semester end or whatever?
Probably in a month or so, I would think. Whenever the semester ends, yeah.
Yeah, well.
What's the problem?
Had about an ass full of her. Because...
But haven't you really had an ass full of everyone?
Well, that is true. I made a very generous offer to Armgina this morning, and I would like to think as a college-age young woman that she would be smart enough to recognize the great deal that I made for her.
What and yet, sex act for no dollars?
How dare you? How dare you suggest that it was that? We were talking about Alita this morning, as we do, and Alita Loresca, Weather Girl Channel 4, who just looks spectacular today. And we were all admiring her boobs, and... Am I right about this, Mike? Armgina kind of opened up the conversation by saying she'd like to get boobs like that, right?
Her exact words were, it's a shame to have boobs like hers and not show them off.
Exactly,
if I had
yes.
boobs like that, I would use them. Those are exact words.
All
right. Right. So I suggested that, you know, the technology now exists that she could get boobs like that.
Right.
And then she, you know, oh, they're so expensive. And I said, I'm willing to help with that process as some sort of a... You know, as a barter deal, as a trade-off.
Yeah.
You get the boobs, I help pay for them.
I would have been already out if I were her.
I'm asking for 15 minutes a week. That's all I'm asking. She gets them for 6 days, 23 hours, and 45 minutes of every week. I get them for 15 minutes a week. Now, tell me how that's not a good deal.
She has 15 minutes of hell.
15 minutes a week, though, and the whole rest of the time they're hers to enjoy as she pleases. I don't know. It seemed to me like a very reasonable deal. I mean, it's like a flex car type of a situation, you know?
No, but then you've sullied them, so she can't enjoy them anymore.
That's the problem. Then you can't even enjoy them when you have the other 23 hours and 45 minutes.
It's like if I had the most delicious sandwich in the world, and then the Armenian comedian took a bite out of it,
right?
I got to throw it away.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I can't enjoy that sandwich.
And by the way, I might suggest, Bean, that you've made offers like that, you know, jesting. He's always kidding.
Of course.
In the past to hundreds and maybe thousands of women.
No.
How often has that come through for you?
Look, I can't help it if women are dumb, okay? I can't help it if they can't see, they don't recognize the value of a dollar. That's all I'm suggesting.
Why do women not like Bean?
That's a
great question.
Can't put my finger on it.
Thank you, Kevin.
He's a genius and he's really smart, but he's got no soul and he's got no heart.
Oh, there is that. All right.
Wait a minute. Well, I'm just saying she's not going to go very far in this world if she doesn't recognize a great deal when it lands on her like that.
She doesn't want you landing on her.
Well, that's the problem. Same thing.
Yeah. All right, your phone calls now. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. You call, get on the air, and we give you a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
The movie is called Fighting. It is new from Rogue Pictures. We're going to send you to the K-Rock Advanced Screening to see this film starring Channing Tatum and Terrence Howard. Some dreams are worth the fight. It's in theaters on April the 24th, which will be here before you know it.
All right, let's begin with Roy in Northridge. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's up, mother fathers?
I was just reaching for the delay button.
He was diving.
How you doing?
You guys are doing God's work. Hey, have you seen that new sitcom, Parks and Recreation?
I saw the first one, yes.
It's pretty much unwatchable, isn't it? But anyway, I'm calling because I'm a Parks and Rec employee myself.
Oh, you are? So
yeah,
they're kind of doing a fictional version of your life?
It's very accurate. It seems like they're spoofing, but they're not.
Really?
Then if you find it hitting so close to home, why you of all people would find it unwatchable, I don't get. I mean, it seems like something that's in your field you'd be mildly interested in.
I do want to watch it because of that reason, but I'm they show more of the office scenario and then work out in the field, so.
No, I can see. And so you're not going to watch a show like that until it represents the fact that you're out in the field a lot. You want that kind of specific programming.
His exact job.
That's right. My job, and it's almost exactly like my job. Yeah. But I'm not going to watch because they're not out in the field enough.
Plus, Amy Poehler's a woman, and she's not you. I mean, if you're not going to star in it, why bother watching it?
It's kind of like doing homework and throwing
yeah.
out.
I don't think it was unwatchable, but I thought it was one of those things where it had a lot of promise, may still, but it's going to have to step it up big time.
Well, 30 Rock was just like that. So
because they
hopefully.
Do it in the exact style of The Office, mm-hmm. which is where they talk to the camera, you know, that kind of stuff, or they glance at the camera to kind of exact same thing. But The Office does it so well.
Right.
When that comes on
afterwards. Because they have several years of perfecting
right.
it as well.
So
you got to give it a chance. I mean, it definitely has a good pedigree and some good actors on it. But I think it's hilarious that Roy is out. I love that.
Yeah.
Very demanding.
All right, let's go to Russell in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Russell.
What it do, nephew? What it doozy, daddy boozy?
What it do, Russell?
What's happening?
Hey, I just want to comment on the fact that I've been staying at my baby Bruce house in Brea for a couple weeks, and I've been driving this wonderful 91 freeway. I just love it every day of the week.
That's what everyone says. The 91 is where you want to go vacation.
Yeah, the 91 is a suicidal tendency. Yeah. But anyways, I just love the fact that people want to drive 50 miles an hour next to somebody doing 50 miles an hour next to somebody else doing 50 miles an hour. So what I like to do is I like to stop and get a big fat cup of Del Taco soda. And when I pull up next to them, I roll my window down, get their attention, and then I take a last drink and I throw it in the windshield. And that's how I roll.
That is how you roll.
That's how I roll. If I don't have a cup of soda, I got something soft next to me that I don't mind throwing away. It's gone.
Now, the problem that you have is that they're not even going the speed limit, right?
They're not going the speed limit. And the problem is, That's what makes the traffic. There's nothing to look at. There's nothing going on. There's no accidents. They are just going slow.
And it's funny, have you noticed when you're running late that it does seem like they form like a blockade?
Yes, they do.
They really, there's no room to get by any of them, and they seem to be perfectly happy with that at their 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? And if they're listening to me right now, please pull over and suffocate yourself. Do us all a favor and suffocate yourself.
I think that's reasonable.
Russell, let me ask you this. Do you feel that you have a problem with road rage, or do you think you're cool?
I have a problem with not being able to get where I got to get in a manageable amount of time.
Yeah, it really is angering.
But of course I understand the frustration. It's how you deal with the frustration. It's how you handle it. I mean, you need to take some of Kevin's Zen classes where you learn to accept some circumstances without blowing up.
Well, I was going to go to Zen classes, but I couldn't bring my Del Taco soda in there.
Very committed to
Del Taco. Well, I mean, you'd make more of an impact with a rifle. Why not think in that direction? But you're heading there anyway.
Oh, let's not
do
that.
Whoa, whoa. Well, it's nailed all that.
Right.
I'm on probation as it is. I'll just stick with the soda.
All
that?
Right. You're good with that. Okay. Thank you, Russell.
Thank you.
Well, what could go wrong with you suggesting that, Bean?
What a surprise. Russell's already on probation. Didn't sound like the kind of guy who would have been in previous trouble.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
It's Friday morning. That means we've got the movie beat. Ralph will tell you about all the new movies in the theaters.
There's some good ones coming out.
Crank, yeah. High Voltage, yes. One of them.
State of Play.
State of Play looks great. Jesse James on the program today talking about Celebrity Apprentice.
He's awesome.
It's weird. It seems like all of the rest of the celebrities are celebrities, like them. But he seems like he's just so down to earth and cool.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
It kind of feels like it's us in that situation.
Absolutely.
He's really, he's a great guy, and he's very good on this show.
Mm-hmm.
We wish we could be as cool as Jesse is in the situations that he's in. He's just, there's a guy who's taking the Zen classes, man. He just figures out a way to make everything work, doesn't he?
And I don't know if you saw the episode where he was throwing up, but man, was he throwing up. There was a lot of throw up. That was just hot and heavy. Adam Carolla on the program today?
Yeah.
LaQuisha on the program today.
Bob, Cougar, right?
Bob Saget on the program today.
Wow.
And Spencer Pratt, the political dispenser, coming up at the 6 o'clock. I don't know if you've seen this, but he's thinking of running for office for mayor.
Is he?
And, he's got that X factor, that likability, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. You suck people in. And we also have tickets for the Kevin and Bean Breakfast, Karaoke with the Killers.
Woo-hoo.
And we're going to do that, give you a chance in the 6 o'clock hour this morning. So those of you that listen early will get a shot. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. Hey. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 5:49.
Breakfast with the Killers is karaoke this time around at Dimples in Burbank, which is the world's, or maybe the first karaoke bar in the United States. I don't know about in the world, but in the U.S. And that's where we're going to be Tuesday morning. You can hear it on the radio. You can listen to it at krock.com, or you can be there in person. Your chance to win your way in coming up next hour. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey. I believe the Asians beat us to karaoke.
Did they?
Yeah, I think you're right.
They were rocking it before we even knew what was going on. Because the word karaoke is actually Asian. Which means for drunken caterwauling.
Is that what it means?
That's what it means.
Yeah. That's accurate.
Literal translation.
It means you don't sound as good as you think you do.
Cara di Guardio, Dio Guardi, is the hideous fourth judge on American Idol, and apparently no one likes her.
Really?
I like her. Dio Guardi is disliked by fans and her fellow judges alike, according to the latest story. To add a fourth person backfired. Now the producers are left with a tough decision. Do they go back to the original three-judge format or leave Cara there? An insider tells OK Magazine. During the break, Simon, Randy, and Paula will leave the table and go to talk to the crowd or get food, leaving Cara behind to sit by herself in her swivel chair.
Wow.
That's so hot. Yeah, during the process, Simon, Randy, and Paula would reference previous seasons during the audition process, and Cara would have no idea what they were talking about. They would seem to say you had to be there, making her feel like an outsider, which is good. I'd like her to cry. I'd like her to be disintegrated, if that's possible.
I'd like her to replace Paula Abdul. That's what I'd like.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, Paula's the best.
She's gold.
Paula's a speed bump.
At least Paula is entertaining in some way. Cara, all she does is say sort of innocuously critical things that someone else has already said.
And is she positive or negative most of the time?
She's just sort of meaningless. Whatever kind of Randy says, she'll sort of reiterate. And it's just, at least Paula is crazy.
Right.
So you got that. You got that going.
That's important.
So hopefully she'll be dead soon.
Or just off the show.
She has to be off the show? She has to be dead?
She leaves quickly.
Really
quickly. Before the season's up, I'll cut her a break. Disintegration.
Take it all in, my dear. The reason that you're shaking up this whole competition is that you dare to dance in the path of greatness.
You don't get rid of that.
You do not want to lose that.
That's strong.
Rather than Kara saying, that, her eating oats all over the place. Kevin Smith, our buddy Kevin Smith. Interesting announcement today. He is going to play Carnegie Hall.
Is he really?
What?
He is taking his Silent Bob Speaks, an evening with Kevin Smith show, to New York City, and he will be performing at Carnegie Hall.
Wow.
That's a pretty cool deal. Kevin says, this country must truly be in a desperate financial crisis. How's to explain Carnegie Hall allowing someone with so little talent onto their hallowed stage? Apparently, the event will be on June the 17th, and tickets go on sale Monday, April 20th via carnegiehall.org. Or you can, if you go to that site, they'll give you all the information on how to get tickets. But if you've never seen Kevin and you're going to happen to be in New York City, this will be a good event because it's a very entertaining evening.
Oh, yeah.
Ralph, how do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice.
Didn't even flinch.
It's an old classic.
Yeah.
It's one of the goodies.
It's one of the first jokes you ever learned.
Yeah.
Linda Hogan.
Sorry.
I didn't even... Yes, Bean?
Nothing.
Game.
Linda Hogan.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan's soon-to-be ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently doesn't think it's all that funny. Hulk talking about how he understands how OJ feels and could...
Really?
Replicate his behavior.
She had a problem with
in
that?
In a recent Rolling Stone magazine, yes.
I think we just crossed the line.
She said that the whole divorce is Hulk's fault because of his serial cheating.
Ooh.
Her attorney is taking another tack, saying that the family is weighing all the necessary options to protect Linda Hogan, and they're taking his homicidal comments very seriously.
That he made very public.
This is what you get when you open your mouth and you say stupid things.
Yep.
Lawyers trying to make you look bad and saying, oh, see? He's a killer.
Yep.
We have to be careful. Give us more money now. Because he almost killed her.
Yeah.
In his mind.
Certainly was stupid to say. Yeah.
But this
it would
is
be
the
like the police
paid.
Showing up because you said you want to vaporize a judge on American Idol. All of a sudden, it's a homicidal threat.
See? He wanted to vaporize her. He may have a ray gun. He might disintegrate her.
Stupid ass bitch.
Yeah. New York Post says Ryan Seacrest has a new girlfriend.
What's his name?
Jasmine Waltz.
Sounds hot.
Apparently.
Jasmine's a hot name, isn't it?
New York Post says she is a bartender / actress. And is a dead ringer for Megan Fox, the newspaper claims.
Ooh.
Wow.
What has to be going on in Jasmine Waltz's life where she says to Seacrest, yeah, this is my choice. I'm a hot chick in Los Angeles, and this is the one I choose. This little dwarf, this untalented dwarf, I'm going to spend my time with him.
Yeah.
What is going on with her? What kind of damage does she have where that's the choice she's making?
That's a good question. Maybe she enjoys fine living and sees a walking 4'11" paycheck in front of her.
Yeah, there's no guys with money in L.A.
But this guy will do her nails.
That's true.
So.
You got that going.
Wow.
Hold on a second.
Turn right.
My computer screen here.
Number
so I can
one
take
lookalike,
a look.
I would say, is Megan Fox.
Wow. All right. That's not right.
She's like a roughed up Megan Fox,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
She looked like sort of a. You know those beef jerky makers you buy on the internet? Like someone has been put through that.
Didn't we see pictures of Ryan over the holidays? He was at some Caribbean islands or something with a playmate.
I don't know about that. These two apparently have been to Paris recently. Okay. Jasmine Waltz and Seacrest.
He's doing all right for himself.
But look at her. She can do way better.
That's what I'm saying.
She looks like...
Even if you're just looking to cash in or you want an entree into show business, you're trying to help your career, there are better choices.
She looks like Megan Fox and China Joni Lawler had a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's hot. But,
yeah.
And she's way too hot for him.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, why. How do you make that choice?
It's a great question. Good for him.
She'd be better off with Cara DioGuardi. And I want her disintegrated. You all heard that. And MTV has signed up DJ AM.
Hello.
who has survived, of course, that plane crash with Travis Barker last year, for an intervention-style reality show called Gone Too Far. Hollywood Reporter says the series will show tough love interventions for young people whose lives have become unmanageable because of chemical dependence. DJ AM had his own problems with drug addiction in the past, but he's been sober for the past 10 years. And he says he's looking forward to hosting a show and perhaps helping others find their way to sobriety.
How about that?
Sounds like an interesting concept. Speaking of interesting concepts, I hope this story is true. The Globe tabloid reports that Jessica Simpson reportedly wants Britney Spears to join her for a new sitcom.
Yes, Dumb and Dumber.
She is reaching out to Britney's people, saying she's got an idea for a buddy comedy like Laverne and Shirley after Britney wraps her circus tour.
Oh, my God.
And thinks the two of them would be outstanding together as a comedy team.
My crotch really, really loves it.
I think that would be the best show ever on television.
Yes, it would.
Forget
who's the better actress in those two?
Oh.
You can't pick one.
That's a coin flip.
No way. They're both terrible, but I'd watch it.
Was there ever a time where you thought Jessica Simpson would be reaching out to Britney Spears for career help?
No. No.
We always knew that Simpson was an idiot, but we figured she was like the more reasonable of the two and had the brighter future. Apparently not. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Victoria Beckham of the Spice Girls. She is 35 years old today. Jennifer Garner, star of Alias. And, of course, Mrs. Ben Affleck. She's got a new movie coming out soon with Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm. Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. Check that out in theaters soon. 37 years old. Redman. Remember him?
Sure, of course.
Actor, rapper, 39 years old today. Singer Liz Phair is 42 years old today. I went to the Liz Phair once. Blew. They didn't have any rides. There was no kettle corn. Yeah. There was no cotton candy. I couldn't get a hot dog.
That's just the last.
No deep fried Snickers bars.
That's just her last name. It's not an actual
Liz Phair blows. It was like the. What was that lesbian fest they used to have?
Lilith.
Lilith Phair. Yeah. Yeah. It was even worse than that.
I think Liz Phair's performed at a Lilith.
I'm sure she has. And Maynard from Tool is 45 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Our company is bad.
Yeah. Wow. That's how you're going to start this?
That's how I'd like to start this, if you don't
mind. It's the Kevin DeBede Show, the world-famous K-Rock, the return of LaQuisha 1 hour from right now. Also, funny man Bob Saget on the show, our pal Jesse James from Celebrity Apprentice, Adam Carolla later on today, the movie beat. It's a big, big show, but we're starting off on a little bit of a down note because apparently CBS Radio hates love, Kevin. That's what I discovered yesterday.
Why do they hate love? Why? I don't understand.
A man falls in love with his car. Apparently, they don't want you to know about it.
There's a great documentary. You can find it on YouTube. It's called My Lover, My Car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in about five or six pieces. And it's weirdos that literally love in every way possible their car.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The main dude, is wearing a hat that looks like a koala bear with koala bear ears.
Yeah.
And he might be the nuttiest person that I've ever seen. And he looks just like you would think he looks, by the way.
It's great state of Washington representing, by the way.
Now, we were unable,
my neighbor.
We were unable to put any of the really good clips in this to air because our company sucks. But
well, here's the thing we should mention is that I don't know why, because the Kevin and Bean Show has a flawless and perfect record of staying clean. Of never having a single penalty against it, never having an FCC violation. I mean, we have done a very good job for 20 years of not violating obscenity laws. But all of a sudden, in recent years, and it's getting increasingly more so, they say, well, if you're going to be playing anything that is of any kind of a sexual nature, you have to run it by us first. So Kevin took in the clips of the I'm in Love with My Car yesterday and said, here's the stuff that we want to play. Mm-hmm. And it's all appropriately beeped out. It's clear what's going on, but it's in no way graphic or descriptive. And they came back and said, ooh, any of the stuff that's good or interesting or funny that the audience will enjoy, maybe leave those clips out.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
And we had this conversation many, many times where they say, well, why don't you just run stuff by us? That way no one will get in trouble. And we said, because the only thing you're going to say is no.
Because they don't care what.
There's no reason for them to say yes. They don't want to put themselves on the line
as
standing by the content or whatever. So they say no every time.
Right.
And by the way, the guy is having sex with his car, okay? That's what's going on here. We're not videotaping a guy having sex with his car and forcing your children to watch it. That's not what this program is all about. We're having a conversation about this documentary and what's going on in it in the broadest possible terms.
So we've got two versions of this story. The one that you're about to hear now, hopefully, will be entertaining. The one that's on the website
is
entertaining and funny.
Okay.
It has clips that they're not allowing us to play here.
So we did put it up at KROQ.com. It is available now in the Kevin Bean section of KROQ.com. We went ahead and recorded a version of what you need to hear about this documentary up for you to listen to on the website, or you can listen to the PG version now.
Here's the introduction.
Many years ago, in an ordinary house in an ordinary British town, a most extraordinary love affair was being conducted. A young man had become obsessed with another family member.
Uh-oh.
His passionate trysts took place in the dead of night. The location? His dad's garage. For George's lover was the family car.
So, dude falls in love with the car.
Would sneak out in the middle of the night.
Into the garage.
To be with the car.
And, you know, super guilty, looking around, doesn't want his family to see him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't even ask that question now.
Son, what are you doing? Can you imagine?
Yeah, no kidding. What's happening here?
At one point, did the attorneys ask if the dad's garage was a euphemism for a body part?
They did not.
Sure that they had some concern about that.
I don't think they understood the word garage.
And whatever you do, don't talk about the guy putting the key in the ignition, because that could be perceived as some sort of a
sexual act. That's double entendre. We can't do that. So Crazy Man, who loves car, has a 1974 vanilla Beetle, white one, and he's sitting in a keyboard, and he does what I think is some very, very important and loving poetry for his little car.
Vanilla Beetle of 74, your creamy body I adore, flesh and metal, overwhelm man and car. Become one.
All right. So that's his poetry
sitting
at a keyboard.
That's
and
not good.
I'd like to say there's not enough rhymes for poetry.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That wasn't very good.
Does he trade him in? She's 35 years old, his car now. Does he trade him in if they start to get up there and like look for a younger model?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't look like it with that guy. I mean, that guy is committed to his 74 Beetle.
It's a monogamous relationship. Yeah.
So they ask him, how did you come up with the name Vanilla? And he says, it's a very sexy, kind of loving, and he goes on and on and on and on. And then at the end he goes, and it's white.
Sure.
All right. So here's the weird thing. Now that we have the internet, you can kind of find like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
So they searched for other people. They call them mecha files, M-E-C-H-A, mecha files, the people who love cars, I guess.
Okay.
And so they searched for other people in the world, and they asked him, how big was this little tiny subset of
community?
People?
Community, yeah.
There's about 12 of us.
That's not very many.
In the whole world?
For 6 billion people. There's 12 of them. That would make me doubt myself right there.
Yeah.
And if you were to pick the top four... I'd be one of them.
In the world.
Yeah, I don't think that guy knows that being top four in the world in this category could possibly be a negative.
Did they give any context in the documentary as to how he's decided he's in the top four of the 12?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
No.
Like,
does he love his car the most?
So much.
I don't know.
Spends more time with his car, maybe?
I really don't know. But,
like, how do you decide, like, what's the difference between the guy at number four and the guy at number eight in terms of how much they love their car and how do you measure
that? Well, they have a questionnaire of some kind. You know, how many times a week do you have sex, like they have in Cosmo and all those other magazines? Maybe
that could be.
Maybe that's how they do it. But I'm top four. Yeah.
Woo!
So then the documentary, they decide to bring another guy from the United States to meet this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the other 12. That has this same kind of thing going on. And this guy's very excited because he might be able to cheat on Vanilla. Very excited about that.
I'm hoping maybe I'll have a chance to have a nice session with a couple of cars.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to that laugh. That's creepy.
A couple cars.
And by the way, the guy says this as if it's difficult to arrange. It's not like they're willing participants that you have to talk into it. The guy could go show up at any car lot, any night of the weekend, have as many cars as he wants.
Yeah, yeah. What was the helicopter being? Airwolf.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Airwolf was a TV show. The 1980s featuring a helicopter. Apparently he worked it out with Airwolf as well.
He visited the helicopter.
Yes. All right. So now they're going to go meet. So he's getting in Vanilla, and he's going to go meet this other guy and his car. And just so that you know, because I think this is part of the problem the lawyers had, this guy is not doing anything sexual. He's just fully clothed and leaning over the car and hugging it.
Oh.
That's all that's happening.
Okay.
Even though it may sound like that's not.
Well, Vanilla, are you ready to go? Huh? What'd you say? Good.
Yeah.
So I can understand how that sounds worse than it is, but he really is, at that point, only just hugging the hood, just laying over the front of the hood, just really getting into it.
But that's that car, it. You know.
That car.
That's going to be.
Loves him back, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But you think he discloses the car's history when he goes to sell it at some point?
No way.
He's never going to sell that car.
Yeah, maybe right. Maybe he'll be buried with it.
Wouldn't I want to know? Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to buy that dude's car.
Somebody's doing that. So then they ask the other guy that is one of the 12, two of which, by the way, living in the United States, proud to say. And he describes what happened.
Just hug it or sort of make out with it and stuff. There's some people who just flat out like to f*** their car.
That's it. We couldn't play those clips, unfortunately, but they are online, and you'll see what he's talking about. It's funny.
There's a part of the car he enjoys more than other parts of the car.
Right.
Is what they're
saying.
That
just makes sense.
And by the way, it's the part you would guess.
Now, if you want to hear more, what's the documentary called, Kevin? From
My Lover, My Car, or I'm in Love with My Car. It's labeled two different ways, but it's on YouTube.
Okay.
It's on YouTube. You can also go to krock.com in the Kevin and Bean section. You can see a picture of the guy that we've been enjoying listening to. And you can also hear the version of this segment that we did just for the website.
The one that's interesting. The one that's good and funny.
The one that's good.
Fascinating.
That you should hear.
And weird. That one. Yeah. So then they say goodbye. And it's very bittersweet because they've both fallen in love with another car as well. And the last line of the documentary is another one of the lines we can't play.
Oh.
But it might be the best, I don't know that this is a category, the best last line in a movie. The best last thing that's said in any movie ever.
It's pretty sweet.
Is this one.
Pretty sweet.
So go to krock.com if you'd like to hear the actual version of it that's entertaining. And go to YouTube if you'd like to see it, because it is, unless you're, you know, under 45, our lawyers want to say. So there's... That would have been a lot better could we have played some of the good clips.
Sure would have.
But we sure couldn't.
Well, at least we've got a website. All right, 6:15 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll cleanse our palate from that and move on to next Tuesday morning's Kevin and Bean Show, where we're going to have our latest breakfast. You know, we've done dozens of these over the years, and we're very excited. I don't think we've had one with the Killers yet. And not only do we get to listen to them play and ask questions, so do you. In fact, we're looking for Killers fans right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you want to join us for our Kevin and Bean breakfast, karaoke with the Killers. Kevin, how's this one work? They have to earn this one a little bit today, right?
You got
to
call up and do karaoke.
Oh, great.
Pick your favorite Killer song.
Okay.
Call up. We'll put you on hold, and we'll go to you on the air. When we go to you on the air, you sing the best you can a Killer song.
Now, are we going to be judging on people who sound most like the Killers or people who just have that enthusiasm for the material?
I don't think it's X Factor. I don't think
bad
it's
singers,
fair
good singers
to make them try and replicate Brendan Flowers. I think if they're a good singer or if they give it their all. I mean,
we're impressed by them.
Okay.
And if we have more than one, we'll put them in a drawing.
All right.
And if they're terrible, but if they're really bad, then, you know, hey, thanks. Nice for knowing you. And we'll hang up.
All right.
Is that cool? 1-800-520-1067.
And the Killers are going to be in town. I think they're on the Tonight Show. In addition to playing Coachella this weekend, they're on the Tonight Show, I think, Monday and Tuesday morning. It's Kevin and Bean's latest breakfast with karaoke with the Killers. Now, the beautiful thing about karaoke is... Well, there is no beautiful thing. He blows it.
Nice
unless,
try.
Unless you're drunk. If you're drunk, then it's fine.
I was trying to look for the positive, but anyone can do it. That's the one thing about karaoke is anyone can do it. You don't actually have to be very good. But we're looking for your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. You can win your way in. It's the only way to get tickets. You can't buy them to join us for our Karaoke with the Killers Tuesday morning at Dimples in Burbank. What's this one called?
Karaoke with the Killers.
Okay.
I believe that's it.
Pretty direct.
So let's let's start with Arnold in Santa Ana. Good morning, Arnold.
Good morning.
Which song do you want to do, dude?
Read My Mind.
Read My Mind. Okay, go ahead. Make it sing, man.
I will.
Like Ryan Seacrest says on American Idol, you're singing for your life.
Main Street, just try to keep it in line. You say you want to move on, and...
Wow. He just melted right in front of our eyes.
Can you
I sense a lack of commitment from Arnold. I think he wants to go, but he doesn't really want to work for it, is what I sense. All right, how's this going to work? We're going to put Arnold on hold and then revisit? He could be the best we get. We just don't know yet.
Exactly.
So why don't we do that? All right, make some notes. Give him about a 2, Lisa, and then let's move on to Jerry in Long Beach on line 2 and see what he's got for us.
We might have to grade on the curve, depending on how people do.
So.
All right, Gary, what song?
Or Jerry.
Jerry, go ahead.
Jerry, what song? Jerry, are you there?
Hello? Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
What song would you like to sing?
Mr. Brightside.
Okay. Go ahead.
Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be damned, because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss.
You know why Jerry's smart? Because he picked a song that is one note.
Exactly.
At least that part of the song is just da-da-da-da-da-da, which is pretty smart.
All right, Jerry, you hang on. By the way, I am impressed so far in that these are two dudes that knew that many words. I don't remember those kinds of lyrics. I know these songs. I've heard these songs. I couldn't sing a verse, I'll tell you that.
Now, are we going to give him a number grade?
I think Jerry was a 5.
Yeah, I'd give him a 5.
All right.
Yeah. Let's go with a 5 on him.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Wendy in Los Angeles. Good morning, Wendy. Good morning, Wendy.
Hello?
There you are.
What's
going on with people today?
Right. My name's not Wendy, that's why.
Ah, excellent. What is your name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay,
okay.
Thank you, Miss Cleo. Well done.
Wow. All right, we're gonna call you Wendy, if you don't mind. What song would you like to sing?
I want to sing Are We Human?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Wendy.
Are we human? Are we dancers? My hands are tired. My head on my knees, and I'm looking for an answer. Because are we human? Are we dancers?
I would like to say that she's not a good singer.
No, I think I could shatter glass.
But she did her best to bring it. And brought it down at the end and everything. She actually, I liked her.
What kind of accent was that you were singing with, Lindsay? You sound like one of the Sopranos doing karaoke.
Yeah, it was New Jersey.
New Jersey accent, yeah. Are you from New Jersey?
No.
Oh, you don't have an accent. Oh, I guess we all heard wrong then. Thank
I got
you
news for you. Yes, you do. But we're going to I'd give her a 5 or a 6.
All right.
Okay. All right. We got time for one more. Let's try Sabrina in Hollywood. We did two dudes. Let's make it 2 girls. Sabrina on line 5, if that really is your name. Hi, Sabrina. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
I
can't believe you're making people do this at 6 in the morning.
Well, look, if you want to go, you got to do it.
All right, let's do it.
What song would you that's what she said. What song would you like to sing?
All These Things That I've Done, Please.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the dulcet tones of Sabrina.
I want to stand up. I want to let go. You know you don't know. You don't. I want to shine on in the hearts of men. I want to mean it from the back of my broken
What the hell was that? One of the worst I've ever heard. I hate you so much, I want to shoot you in your face.
Honey, I like you, but you're just not right for this competition.
Yo, dog, I gotta tell you, for me, man, that was not even half good, dude.
That's so mean.
It is mean.
It's not Kevin, it's the judges, really, more than it is Kevin.
I think that was probably our best contestant
so far.
It was
absolutely our best contestant so far.
I think so.
You gotta give me tickets.
All right, here's the thing. We're gonna give you tickets, Sabrina.
Ow, ow. Yeah, but you can't make that noise. We have to have a deal that you don't make that noise anymore.
All right. I'm guessing you love the Killers. Come up with some questions that you can help us interview the Killers with, okay?
Absolutely.
Put you on hold.
Whatever you guys need. I'm your girl.
Put you on hold and give you the details.
All right. We got one other pair left. Is it Arnold, Jerry, or Lindsay? What do you guys think?
We actually have 2 other pair left, so we just have to leave one person out.
Oh, wow. That's sad. That sucks for that one person.
I know. And I'm going to go with the person that we need to leave out.
Yes.
Is the first dude.
Arnold.
Is Arnold. Yeah. I'm sorry, Arnold. I got to agree.
Arnold just melted like butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You lacked commitment, my friend. Arnold, thank you for trying. Jerry, Lindsay, we are going to hook you up. We will see you Tuesday morning at Dimples in Burbank. It's our latest Kevin and Bean breakfast, karaoke with the Killers. And we do have more tickets that you can win later this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, so do not despair. Planning on going to Coachella this weekend? You definitely want to check out krock.com before you go. We have all the information you need about your weekend in the desert, including the set times for all of the bands that are going to be playing. I know Cat Corbett is going to be out there. Is there any other anyone else going? Any kind of K-Rock presence or broadcast or anything like that?
We're going to have our tent out there like we usually do, you know, handing out stickers and stuff and, you know, bottles of water or whatever. And
The King of Mexico will be there reigning.
King of Mexico is pretty much just going to go rule over all those people.
That's right.
Okay. That's how it works.
And you were asking yesterday, Kevin, about some of the performances streaming, and AT&T Blue Room is bringing you the Killer set and a few others. I know they're doing at least some of the McCartney set tonight, so definitely check them out. And I know we have a link at krock.com as well. All right, at 6:38, joining us in the studio right now, unfortunately, is Spencer Pratt, who would consider himself the star of MTV's hit show called The Hills.
Good morning.
Spencer, there's something every single day that you say that's so stupid we have to bring you in and talk to you about it?
Well, that's what you think. I mean, early on, Jesus was persecuted. Look at him now.
Dead.
Oh, very much alive, B, after Easter.
Oh, oh, alive, sorry.
So, Spencer Pratt claims you'd like to get involved in politics.
I feel like it's natural.
Saying, don't know if I'll be getting elected anytime in the next century or so, but definitely going after mayor of Los Angeles and at least governor.
Well, I mean, most everybody that's important or that matters is in California because that's where, you know, celebs, VIPs, that's where we live. So I figured, look, I'm already the king of the bar. When I cruise in the clubs, I'm automatically the king. When I go to the BMW dealership, you know what I'm saying, Chief? You know what I'm saying, Captain? I'm already I'm already running things.
But
people just naturally look at me as a leader, you know?
But Spencer, no one looks at you as a leader, first of all. And second of all, you can't keep Heidi in line. What makes you think you can run the state of California with the fifth largest economy in the world?
Because, man, it's like Pol Pot said when he ran France. Heavy is the head that has the frosted tips. Yeah.
I'm not sure any of that.
Speak to me, brah.
So, so you say you're going to try to go for mayor, then you're going to try to go for governor, but you're going to stop there.
Hey, Laura, your cans look bigger.
Lisa.
Yeah.
And look up.
All right.
But she doesn't want you looking at those.
No, please.
But then you go on and say, I mean, if people were really pushing for me to run for president.
That's what I'm
that's the height of delusion right there. He's running for mayor. He's going to stop a governor,
right.
But he sure could see a time when
you're
people are trying to push him into the White House.
It is a little bit delusional because I said might. If people might push for me, because I probably will have a huge following of people that are saying, look, dog, you're born here in this country.
1-800,
you're a real person.
1-800-520-1067. We might have a minute or two if you want to squeeze in a question about politics because...
Oh, I see. How Spencer would handle things if he were running.
Yeah, the economy or, you know, the war in Iraq, whatever kind of questions you have.
Listen here, buddy. Last night I bought a Prada turtleneck.
Okay.
Sick.
I mean, if people were really pushing for me to run for president, at that point, I'd probably have to step into that role. That pressure might be a little much. So within 30 seconds, you say you're going to run for governor, but stop there. But when everyone pushes you, you'll probably run for president.
Got it.
Do you believe any of that?
I wouldn't have said it if I didn't believe it, Ken. All right?
It's Kevin. You don't sometimes say things just for shock value, just for, hey, look at me?
Look, when you live your life like me as an A-lister, as someone who's pretty much, you know, generating all the cultural trends in the world.
That's how you see yourself?
Everything you say is dissected, you know? It's like John Locke, the third president of the United States, said.
John Locke
was going to need a bigger boat.
He was not a president. That was not his quote.
I think you may be a little bit confused, Spencer. All right. 1-800-520-1067. We're going to go to your calls. Briefly before we do, what kind of advice would you give President Obama right now with all the juggling that he's doing of all the problems in
America
right
your
now?
Skin.
What?
That would be my advice
for
him.
Spencer, why would you even say something like that?
You asked me.
Well, that was our mistake.
People already voted for him. He's already the president.
Yeah,
why would
he's
he
doing
need to
just
do
fine.
That?
All right. The number one piece of advice I would give him is to stick with single-breasted suits, preferably two-button, because he's a taller guy, and it seems to accentuate his narrow hips a little bit better. I liked the gray one he was wearing the other night with the red, white, and blue. Ta-ta-ta. I think it was John Paul Gaultier.
Right. Let's take a few calls if you don't mind.
What's going on with you and Heidi?
I should be asking you. I don't know. I don't talk to her.
I don't even hear anything you say. It's just me.
Spencer the political dispenser! Spencer the political dispenser! Spencer the political dispenser! Spencer the political dispenser!
I just don't even know.
David is in Pasadena on line one. He has a question that, of course, is going to be first from the K-Rock listeners when they get a chance to ask a question like this. David, you're on with Spencer Pratt, the next president of the United States. Go ahead.
Oh, dear God, I hope not. Hey, Spencer, here's one for you. How do you handle the legalization of marijuana, considering that, you know, you shouldn't even smoke it in the first place because you're already 2 points away from being labeled retarded?
Yeah, well,
it's a good point. Let me ask you this, Dave.
It's a great question.
You do Pilates?
No, I still have both my testicles.
Okay, well, I got this Christian Dior sweater last night.
How would you, legalization of marijuana is the question.
David.
Oh, no, I'm going to love this. Go ahead.
David, you sound like a Hispanic man. Is that true?
Yeah.
Hang up. Disgusting.
Oh, come on.
Disgusting. I said
what
we would take calls
about,
from people who matter in my people who would support
so you're,
Spencer.
So you're dodging
the
marijuana question?
Well, yeah. Okay. Of course, I'm dodging just like the rest of his illegal criminals. Go
Spencer,
lose some weight and get yourself a green
how
card.
How do you know
Paco.
He needs to lose weight?
Because
how do you know
I can tell it in his voice.
How do you know he wasn't born in the United States
tacos
as a citizen?
And burritos and other disgusting immigrant food. Bleh. David, thanks for the call, but no thanks.
All right, let's work
next
in.
Next call.
Well,
work
this is certainly going to get you elected in California.
Let's work in Ed from Covina. Good morning, Ed.
Ed sounds like a white guy. Good.
It's going well.
It's not Eduardo, is it?
It is.
It is, yes.
Uh-oh.
It is Eduardo. You're a moron, Spencer.
Whatever. All right.
Good.
Yeah.
What's your question for him, as he is going to be our next president?
Hey, Spencer, if you were president, what would you do about immigration?
Do exactly like they do at
LeDoux
and Hyde and Crest Spencer, and all the other good clubs. I put a big velvet rope right up at the border, okay?
Yeah,
and
bouncers?
I'd have JBD, my buddy, who's the bouncer. I'd for all the Dolce group and all the SBE good bars out here in Hollywood, I'd have him just stand there, you know, with his earpiece and his clipboard. And when people come up and they say, like, oh, me need to come to America. No way, buddy. Only VIPs up in this club. You got enough money for a bottle of Chris? You got some Patron in your cup? I don't think so. Head on back to where you came from.
All right, one more, another David. I hope it's not David. He's from Los Angeles on line two. Dave, you're on with Spencer Pratt from The Hills. Go ahead.
It actually is David.
David!
Oh, here we go.
All right.
What kind of damn communist show are you running? Where only these people are listening.
These people
I need to head over to my buddy Seacrest's show.
Yes, you do.
Better options.
These are Americans, Spencer. Why don't you listen to what your constituents have to say? David, go ahead. You're on the air.
Here's a question for you. With the current economic system, what do you think of the idea of a socialist community?
Well, David,
that's a great question.
That's a good question. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
How big are her boobs?
What does that have to do with
socialism?
Are you the political expert?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But he was asking about...
David?
Yeah.
How big are your girlfriend's jobs?
They're pretty big.
And is she a thin girl, or does she have a body that would support big boobs?
She has a body that would support big boobs.
Okay, what I need you to do is mix some poison in her OJ this morning before she eats breakfast. And that is step one into creating a utopian society here in America.
Get rid of all overweight people?
Okay, I have a 3-point, it's the 3 points of light for Spence Dog, okay, to take care of this country.
That's your platform?
Girls who are over 100 pounds.
Over 100 executed. Pounds? That's ridiculous.
You have 15 days to get under 100 pounds or you will be murdered. Girls who turn 32, murdered. And quarantine most minorities.
That's four,
wow.
By the way. That's not three. And I'm guessing all of those people that you just insulted probably wouldn't vote for you, so that
probably
may be rough.
Not.
Here's the deal. Napoleon said it when he was running Rome, okay?
What did he say?
E tu, Brute.
You may be very confused, Spencer.
All right.
Fortunately, I think we've heard enough from you that there's no danger of anyone drafting you to run anything. So
Spencer
I think you pretty
Pratt,
much.
Spencer Pratt, 2010. Remember, never trust a big butt and a smile. That girl is poison.
And now, a moment with Ralph.
It'd be
great to have Air Supply gunning down
Barry Manilow,
the lead singer of some other band.
That was A Moment with Ralph.
Speaking of bands, just found out that Asia is touring again this summer.
Wow, I couldn't care
Sweet.
Less.
Sweet! We can go to the show at the Gibson, Kevin. We'll go there first.
Yeah.
Then we get on the Humphreys in San Diego.
I don't see
then they're playing like an Indian casino out in Indio.
I don't see
so
that
we can
happen.
Catch like four shows this summer.
Not really an Asia fan.
Asia opening up for Yes. So Steve Howe has to do double duty on guitar. That's impressive. For
all
the,
I know
for
is
a
owner,
guy who looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Owner of a Lonely Heart. That's the only
owner
thing I know
of a Lonely Heart.
But Asia, I don't. I'd go so
you
far
don't
as
know
to say.
Asia, you don't know the Asia songs?
I'd go so far as to say I don't like them.
Really? How about this one? It was the
stupid. Denied. I'm so bored.
It's gonna rule.
Denied.
It's gonna rule.
Denied. Rule. Denied.
Ashton Kutcher and CNN, they're having a Twitter feud, man.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm so glad you brought this up, Ralph.
It is on, the Twitter feud.
I love Twitter feuds.
See, Ashton Kutcher said that he could break a million people following his tweets before CNN could.
Right.
And he said when that happens, he was going to ding-dong ditch Ted Turner's house.
Shut up!
He was going to ring the bell and run, man.
That's the payoff?
Yeah. And then CNN said, no way. And Larry King said, no, you won't even beat our numbers, Ashton Kutcher. And then Perez Hilton got in and he said, I'll get more followers than Ashton Kutcher with my Twitter.
Oh, dear God.
This is the lamest fight I've ever heard.
I want these people all dead. F you.
Here's what I don't dig yet. I understand that now people are jumping on board. But how, when this whole thing started, did Ashton Kutcher already have hundreds of thousands of people following his Twitter announcements? What? How can there be that many people out there that care what Ashton Kutcher is doing?
I have no idea.
I just don't get it.
As of this morning, though, he is beating CNN. He has over 1,900,000 people following his tweets, while CNN has 1,005,000.
Okay.
No, excuse me, 1,009,000 to 1,005,000. Ashton's in the lead.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Oprah starts twittering today.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, forget it.
Yes. See, here's the thing. Here's how Ashton got his followers, I think, is that he put it on his Facebook page.
Okay.
And who knows how many friends he's got on there.
Right, but why is my question. Why would anyone follow Ashton Kutcher? What I'm trying to figure out.
I think if anyone's a fan of them, I can understand a celebrity.
Well, and he
but...
and Demi Moore will tweet about each other when they're together.
Oh, God, who cares?
Well, I'm just saying there's that whole thing going on as well.
Ow! So bored.
This is going to be Oprah's tweet.
I'm so fat.
That's it.
Over and over and over again.
Every day.
I'm so fat.
Your Twitter will get heavier if she tweets you.
I'm so fat.
How fat she is.
An hour later.
I'm so fat.
I don't get this one.
I don't care.
Guys, you got to read Diddy's, though.
I don't care.
Diddy's is the most self-important, ridiculously stupid thing you will ever read. It's entertaining.
Is he still putting his lame-ass things up on
the video?
Not as
often, no.
Because that's entertainment.
Not as often.
But I don't want to read whatever he's tweeting.
He's telling everybody that they need to lock it in.
Oh, lock it in. Well, now we know.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm so fat.
All right.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
That is correct.
It's a little out of control, right? The whole
I think so.
Twitter thing?
I do.
Oh, yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
I don't understand.
And who has time to follow all these people?
And
I have plenty of time. Look at my computer.
It's effed up on both ends because, yes, Lisa, you're absolutely right. Who has time to follow these people? And why do you care if they're going to get donuts? And on the other hand, who are you to write to people, I'm going to get donuts, and thinking they're going to care that you're going to pick up a crawler on your way to work? F you. I hope you die.
It doesn't make me angry. It just, I don't know why you would spend your time doing that.
What if a smart car? Yeah, what if a smart car was twittering? Then you'd get angry.
Then I'd be mad.
What if a guy was tweeting about wine? Then you'd be angry, wouldn't you?
I think Dave and I are going to start twittering.
I think you should.
All right.
Hey, is Dave going to Twitter from Coachella this weekend?
Yes.
That might be interesting.
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
That's another thing. If you're doing something Twitter worthy.
Right, that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Because aren't you taking yourself away from the actual doing of the interesting thing to take time out to do an insignificant thing, which is Twittering? Aren't you losing out the time of the actual important good event by stopping what you're doing and then Twittering about it?
But not Dave, because Dave's going to text no matter what. So he
I think you can Twitter, though. You can Twitter, hey, I'm at the Silver Sun Pickup Show at Coachella. It's awesome. I think you can Twitter that in 20 seconds.
Can I Twitter, F you, I don't care what you're doing. How fast can I Twitter that?
I think if you're doing something interesting like at Coachella, fine. But if it's just an average day and you've got nothing going on, that's when I just go, well, okay, then I don't need to hear from you.
I buckled under to peer pressure, and I started my Facebook account this past week.
Okay.
How's
that working out for you?
Wow, these people with what they put on their walls.
Has Dwan become your friend?
No.
Oh, that's the best. I've been going back and forth with him.
Wow.
You have a Facebook page too, Kevin?
Yes, with Dwan.
Wow. I'm blown away by what people put on there that they think is interesting. It stuns me. It really stuns me.
Going to Pilates. F you.
Is that your response to everything?
Every morning I go to my page and I say, Ralph Garman says F you. That's what I put on there. And I just leave it up for the remainder of the day. Go, boy, sure got a case of the Mondays. F you. Gotta go back to work. Oh, wish it was Friday. F you.
May not be for me, the whole social networking thing.
You know what? I think it's probably, we have amazingly engaging jobs.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of people who, you know, if you're bored, you're just sitting there doing nothing, and you just, you want to do something that's distracting.
You might be right. You're an accountant.
Because this is a rough room. If you start telling a story and don't bring it home within 20 seconds, everybody starts beating you to death. So that's why, you know, it strikes Ralph as, oh, this is ridiculous. They're not saying anything because we're used to having to really, you know, make it happen.
But. Right.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm going to Twitter.
I think I may spend too much time on the internet anyway, as it is.
Yeah, well,
that's right. And so I think I get an ass full of emails because we know we have to answer. Not that we don't love hearing from listeners, but sometimes we get hundreds and hundreds of emails each day. So when you're weeding through all that stuff and then you get some innocuous comment from somebody, you can set your teeth on it.
Buying groceries.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Ooh, bread's on sale.
Do you really?
All right. Enough of my nonsense. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we?
Oh, wait. Oprah just tweeted.
I'm so fat.
Oh, thank you, Oprah.
By the way, you know what they call 3D tweeting?
Mm-mm.
3D? Talking.
Oh, talking.
Are you kidding?
That's 3D tweeting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That.
So they call talking 3D tweeting.
3D tweet. Yes.
I got what you're saying. Okay.
So that's what Oprah would be doing when she says,
I'm so fat.
That's what the tweeter's called, 3D tweeting.
Yes.
Talking to someone.
Yes.
Wow. That.
Back to you.
Today's celebrity birthday is Maynard from Tool, 45 years old. Today, Liz Phair turns 42. Jennifer Garner, our old pal from Alias, turns 37 years old today. And Victoria Beckham of the Spice Girls celebrates her 35th birthday. She should have a piece of cake for her birthday.
Yes, she should.
Or several
Maybe
cakes.
Two.
Maybe a couple cakes.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We got Jesse James on the program coming up talking about Celebrity Apprentice. We have Movie Bee. We have Adam Carolla. We have Bob Saget all on the way.
Damn.
Excellent.
From this moment on, it's a rocket ride. Just
right.
Strap in because we've got so much show. That's what you're telling
me. That's what I'm telling you, yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, right now we have LaQuisha who's on the program. Good morning, LaQuisha.
Blast off.
Now, LaQuisha.
If we're the rocket, then I'm the rocket fuel.
Now, what show? This is a new show that you've picked up,
now,
right?
A lot of people may not be watching this show.
Okay.
But I just wanted to call in and talk about it because I accidentally came across it this week and my head done exploded.
All right. What's the name of it?
It's called The Cougar.
The Cougar.
And it's on TV Land on Wednesdays at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Now, TV Land is the channel where you go to watch, like, Happy Days reruns and stuff usually, right?
This is not your father's TV Land. No more. This has got real original programming now.
And this show is like it sounds? It's an older woman that likes younger men?
This is The Bachelor, but with an old lady and guys in their 20s.
Okay. All right.
Same exact show. I think the producers of The Bachelor are responsible for this piece of crap.
Okay.
And the reason it caught my eye is because Vivica A. Fox is the host of it.
Now, I love her.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't she used to have a career at one point?
She did, yeah.
She was in, like, movies and whatnot.
She was in movies, yeah.
And then she did that Private Benjamin movie with Jennifer Hudson. No, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, I
think so, yeah.
And then that was the beginning of the slide that where it went down to where she's hosting the Cougar now.
That is kind of sad.
The good thing about Vivica is she has not lost her ability to be dramatic. And here she is talking to a group of 20-something-year-old guys as you're going to bring out Stacy, the Cougar, from the show.
Are you guys ready to meet the Cougar?
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
All right. Feast your eyes on Stacy, the Cougar.
The Cougar.
Feast your eyes.
Feast your eyes.
Feast your eyes.
It's like she's working at a carnival sideshow. She's going to bring out like the half man, half chicken or something. Feast your eyes on Clucky, the chicken boy.
I have a question for you, LaQuisha, since I didn't see this. Now, you said the Cougar is an older woman, and of course, that's the definition. But this being TV in the year 2009, how old is she? Like 30?
She is 40 years old.
40. Okay. Oh, 40.
Would you consider her hot?
You know me. I like the fellas.
Right.
But I think for a 40-year-old woman, she's pretty attractive.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
She's a mother of four.
Whoa!
Lives
really?
A single mother living in Arizona. So her skin's a little leathery from the sun, but I think she's pretty attractive.
A mother of four.
She started early. She got married at 16.
Wow.
But okay. Enough about her background. Right. The people you really want to focus on this show are the 20-something tools that they have brought in to court the Cougar.
Fantastic.
I think that the lesson that Stacy the Cougar is learning is no matter how old they are, men are idiots. Like the first one she meets is Ryan. Ryan is a former Marine who I think had some blunt head trauma when he was overseas. Because either he's got a mental problem or he's been hitting the cocktails a little early.
Sergeant Ryan reporting for booty as ordered, Stacey.
Reporting for booty?
That guy's reporting for booty as ordered.
He's reporting for booty as ordered.
Come on.
Wait, it gets better. Private Ryan continues on with maybe the first... The best first impression ever made on a dating show.
You look way too old to be a Cougar.
I mean, look way too old?
Yes. No, I'm sorry.
What?
You're way too young to be a Cougar. That's right. Look way too young to be a Cougar.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. So he was literally trying to compliment her and said just the opposite.
That's exactly what happened.
Nicely done.
I do believe he was cocktailing before he arrived on the show.
Yeah.
Because he had that whole Kevin Ryder going, no, thing going on. Then, see, the beginning of the show, they all meet her one by one and give her the best opening line they can to make the best first impression.
Okay.
Because whoever makes the best first impression gets to stick around. They get immunity from being voted off.
Okay.
So next up is Nick, and Nick is a police officer.
I'm Officer Nick.
Officer
Nick. And I'm sorry, but you're under arrest.
Really? For what?
You stole my heart. Oh. And you have the right to remain delicious.
Oh, God.
You have the right to remain delicious.
Wow.
He said that out loud.
That was on TV.
Next up is Brad. His friends call him the Bear.
How you doing? I'm Brad, a.k.a. the Bear.
See,
Brad.
Cougar, bears getting along great.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Cougars and bears get along great.
They do hang out a lot.
Everyone, see, if you go into the woods, you always see cougars and bears, like, kicking back on a log, eating salmon and stuff. Yeah. They're the best of friends.
Yeah.
Then J.D. comes up, and J.D. has written a poem for our cougar.
Hello, Stacey.
Hi.
I'm J.D.
J.D., nice to meet you.
How will you see me when so many faces abound? How will you hear me when my voice becomes drowned? How will you taste me if I'm not what's on your plate? How can we conceive that our feelings could ever wait?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the strongest foot to lead with.
Can she eliminate all of the guys in the first episode? Or is
no.
That okay.
No, we got it. We got lots of weeks to come.
I'm not positive, but I think I might know JD.
What?
Really?
Are you serious?
I think. I got to get a look at him.
Then we got Colt. Colt is an aspiring singer-songwriter, and all you need to know about Colt is that he wears an ascot. Are you familiar with what an ascot is?
Oh, yeah.
That's like it's like a scarf tie. It's like a scarf that folds over. Usually you see men wearing them with smoking jackets, smoking a pipe, live in like a library or something.
Right.
He wears it out in public and has a song he wrote for the cougar.
So you like us understudy. I don't make it dirty. You like them young and clean, cougar cubs like me, as long as we're over 17.
Wow.
Yeah, that was... He pre-wrote that?
You usually have to find someone like Pete Wentz to find songs like that. Hard to believe. Well, everyone moves into the house, because that's what they do on these shows, and they get some alone time together, and Ryan, Private Ryan, the Marine, he's going to make up for his screw-up in the beginning by calling her too old to be a cougar.
Yeah.
So he's
going
to make up for it now. Unfortunately, the cocktails are still flowing.
Oh, no.
I'm a little nervous because, you know, my first impression was pretty bad with you.
That's okay. I was a little trip up on your words.
I was so nervous.
It's all forgiven, so it's all right.
So, like, I've heard, like, you used to date a guy in the military?
No, I actually don't think I did.
Nope. Nice. Never happened.
Guy's on a roll.
Strike two.
he's died on the vine. Then she meets Kevin, who is a fat, unemployed loser from Atlanta. That is a triple. That's a triple crown right there.
He's got everything.
And he is really going to impress her. He's going out of his way. He's going to bring some humor to the situation.
I did have a couple pickup lines I want to throw at you.
Pickup lines? Yeah?
Definitely.
Why don't you throw out one right now?
How would you like to try an Australian kiss? Kind of like a French kiss, but down under.
Oh. All right. I think I'll, like, wait on the Australian kiss.
Oh, definitely. Sure.
Keep to my home country, but thank you.
That's
First thing he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Private Ryan continues to drink. And, of course, this is the show being what it is. There has to be some fighting. So we get our first fight in the very first episode between Private Drunk Ryan and Colt, the ascot-wearing guitar player.
Excellent.
And they argue over that age-old battle, is age just a number or not?
Age is a number.
No, it's not.
It's not. Yes, it is.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Let me finish. Adcot, whatever the you call that thing.
Ascot with two T's.
Ascot with two T's.
That's how you spell it.
Look. Tell you. Age is a number.
It's nothing but a number. Who cares?
I do.
I think in general, you get something to be said for age.
You're a total then to me.
Yeah, nothing like drunken guys arguing over whether age is a number or not.
What the hell? How did that become an argument?
And by the way, Ascot has one T. Genius. Well, it's time for the elimination ceremony. And I got to tell you something. This is the most unsanitary elimination ceremony I ever seen on television.
You mean unsanitary? What does that
mean?
They
bring all the guys up, and she has to kiss them all.
What?
But if she gives you her cheek to kiss, that means you're going home. If she kisses you on the mouth, then you get to stay. So like 20 guys kiss her on the mouth, and then you got to follow the guy who just kissed her on the mouth. That seems like just a recipe for a breakout of some sort of virus.
You sure do know where those lips have been, though, huh?
I guess you do. So it comes down to the final person being voted home in between the unemployed loser, Kevin, with the kiss down under, or drunken, crazy Marine, Ryan. And inexplicably, she decides to let the unemployed loser with the down under kiss, Kevin, go home.
I'm feeling shocked right now. It's hard to believe, hard to swallow what just happened in there. I definitely thought when we had our alone time, she was into what I was saying, and I definitely felt attracted to her.
Yeah, she sure took you up on that kiss down under, didn't she,
Kevin?
Yeah,
that happened. She really responded.
And Ryan, who now at this point in the evening is so drunk he can barely stand up, is celebrating with the other guys who are still staying in the house by the fact that he's still going to stick around with the cougar.
What's up, guys? Is it? We're in. It's on. It is on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
It is on like Donkey Kong.
That's
true.
Nothing warms a woman's heart than see you raising both hands over your head, screaming, "It's on like Donkey Kong."
That is very sexual.
Oh, makes women crazy.
Well, I guess we've witnessed the beginning of the end of TV Land, huh, LaQuisha?
Wow.
This is TV Land Prime.
That is a great show. Thank you, LaQuisha.
Bye.
All the ladies want to make him a spouse. When it comes to downstairs, he's got a full house. He's three, all three, boss right here. He's three.
never been convicted. If you see a badass, guaranteed he's kicked. They're gonna start some leash. He'll end it quick, like Martha Stewart, with a bigger D.
All I know is I'm watching The Tonight Show last night, and they're racing Jessica Alba off the couch so they can bring out Saget for a segment. I'm thinking, what the hell kind of decision is being made here where there's less Jessica so there's more Bob? Come on.
Wow.
I'm less filling.
You are, actually.
She's beautiful, isn't she?
Yes. She sure is.
I know. I took the cushion home with me.
Is that right?
Yeah, and the foot
Bob comes out and gives her the little Hollywood, you know, cheek to cheek, and I'm thinking, Bob, this was your chance, man. You should have gone for it. I don't know how many opportunities you get to kiss Jessica Alba, but
The non-camera side of her face, my tongue CGI'd out of my mouth into her ear. Like a lizard from V.
Is that satisfying when it CGI's like
it's
that?
It's fine. Anything that I can hold on to. Take
Bob
me to the
Saget
lab.
Is back on your TV and back on ABC with a new show called Surviving Suburbia, Monday nights at 9:30. Now, I haven't seen the show. I missed the first, I guess it's been on a couple times already, but my wife watched it and said that your character reminds her of me, the cranky guy in the neighborhood that nobody likes.
That's what they tell me, which I kind of enjoy.
Yeah.
I've never really been put in that position before.
You're playing Bean.
You live in the neighborhood, right? You live in the suburbs. You love your wife. You love your family, but you just don't want to talk to anybody. You want to be left alone.
Yeah. And your interaction with the school in one of the episodes goes very poorly. And pretty much any time you interact with people, it's bad.
I sent a drunk email because I didn't think the kids should be involved. Parents shouldn't be involved with the kids' school projects. So right. I was angry. If you send a drunk email, apparently the teacher gets disgruntled.
Yes, that does happen.
Monday, there's an episode where I do something really inappropriate, which I don't think you would do, Bean, which is I steal a handicapped lady's scooter so I don't have to wait in line at the DMV.
My friend would do that.
Jerry Burns convinces me.
That's a great idea.
And I'm sitting in the thing, but you really can't if you look healthy. And I go, I have no power in my legs. Can you move it along for me?
And, I like it.
It seems
you
offensive.
You can't do that? That wouldn't work? Of course it's offensive, but
My mother has a handicap thing because she's 84, and she drives, and she can walk and everything, but she brings it with her so we can get closer at Long's.
Good for you.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
At Long's.
And then I get out of the car. It just doesn't look...
She just sits?
She just sits in there.
But they always say, even if you see someone who looks healthy in a handicap spot, you don't know whether they've got a heart condition or they've got phlebitis in their legs and they can't walk for very long distances.
Phlebitis.
You
don't know. Don't try to make me
laugh.
Is
that what it's called?
So
is that not the...
Phlebitis, yeah, that's a hard
one. It's called.
No, it's a catching of, what is it, catching a fluid in your legs?
Yeah.
It's better than, I said in your legs, dude.
Yeah, all right.
He gets so excited.
You never know. He does, yeah.
Whoops.
Now, Kevin, I'm surprised you haven't been able to buy a handicap sticker for your car yet, because I know that you were working a deal, I'm not going to say whether it came through or
it
not.
It didn't, because you guys ruined it.
Where you were going to get a carpool sticker.
I was going to get a hybrid sticker back when you could drive in the carpool lane if you had a hybrid.
Right.
I was just going to put a sticker on my car. And I figured I could get away with it.
Because there's so many different kinds of cars that are hybrids now. Who's going to know
right.
if yours
like
is
a Corvette?
Or not?
And then Bean and, and Ralph and everybody were like, we're going to call the police. So I was like, oh, well, I guess that's not going to work.
Why haven't you bought a handicap placard, though, Kevin? It sounds like something that you would totally do.
You're taking for granted that I haven't.
Oh, well, that's true.
Do you know what the key is? To just drive an ambulance. It always looks, you know, just
that's
buy.
You can park anywhere?
Yeah, buy an old one.
That's a good idea.
Like a Munster Mobile with a red light on it. I had a horrible thing happen to me on Sunset Boulevard. I went to Springsteen the other night, and on the way home, I was alone. I dropped off John Stamos, because that's what I do.
He was your date?
That's my fruit move, and Jeff Ross, and some dude named Andrew, that nothing happened with
you
us.
Give him a goodnight
nothing.
Kiss or anything?
Nothing. Right. Didn't touch him.
All right.
The act that dare not speak its name did not happen. Sorry, just going back to the 40s with my regime of things I've done here that I can't get out of my head. So many nightmares coming on the show over the years.
Yeah.
But I was on Sunset. And I'm driving. This is really kind of creepy, but, you know, a mouse jumps out of a tree and lands on my windshield. And
did you scream like a little schoolgirl?
I was on the phone with Stamos, and I did. I went, there's a freaking mouse on my thing, and it's stuck like a little animal, like a little, well, it's a mouse.
It is an animal.
Right.
Yeah.
And it had little suction hands.
Uh-huh.
So I take the wiper to get it off, and it drags it down.
Yes!
And then, like a Saturday Night Live sketch, blood squirts up on my windshield like a syringe. Like a special effects artist came up and just went, hey, have a nice day, jerk. And then I didn't know what to do because I know there's a dead mouse in my hood. So I'm driving home,
It's in there. So now the car's violated ruined. And it's
You're
a nice car.
You're like the woman that hit the guy and just left him in the windshield and drove all
Yeah, that's
the way
not
home
a good thing to do.
If you have money, and I'm guessing you do, you leave that car in a parking lot and go get another one. Well,
it's not ruined for life, Kevin.
Yes, it is.
Well, here's what I did. This is the saddest part of my yesterday. I take it home night before last, leave it in the driveway, and then get up the next day, and then I drive it to the car wash that I know has those Jettison high-powered water things that
right.
you would use if you were constipated for like a month or
right.
you were old. So I, you know, if you were like that.
Yeah, but I'm saying I've never seen it used
Nobody
that
else
way.
Would, but... No, but you just you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's correct. So you just blew it off? Sort
of? Me?
You just, you just blasted the mouse off your car.
You blasted it off?
I had the guy blast it. He couldn't find it, though. So he jettisoned everything under the hood, but yeah, I can't
wow.
find it, man. So there's a mouse
here's,
in there.
Here's the part of the story that's thing. Even sadder than that. This is the worst part of the story. You went to the Springsteen show with Stamos, and then you were on the phone with him.
That
yeah.
Exactly
what do you mean?
Right afterwards.
No,
yeah,
we were talking about the fact that our friend Jeff Ross had eaten more pizza than we'd ever seen anyone eat. I was just
right,
leaving.
But I'm
Did
saying,
you have 5 hours together to have that conversation?
Right.
Why do you then have to call him after Look, you drop him off? What kind of a schoolgirl date are you on?
How long have you guys been together? We were on Full House 8 years, and we were on Full House. At least you're
right.
here at K Rock.
But the only people that I know, they're like, my wife does that occasionally where she'll spend a week with her best friend and then be on the phone with her. And I go, what could you have to say right now?
All right, we're gay.
All right.
There
Finally,
it is.
Just now you admit can, it. Thank
you'll
you.
Use this for later for me, right?
Say that, would you? Say
that.
But I mean, it's like, hey, John, I dropped off 15 minutes ago. What have you been doing since then? Do you miss me? I mean, what kind of conversation?
How did you know?
Did you have fun? I had fun.
What we said.
When can we get together so again, John Stamos? You're so pretty.
I didn't think he was going to play Rosalita. Did you?
All right. Oh Surviving God. Suburbia is on Mondays at 9:30 on ABC. We'll take a quick break and come.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Federline! How did that even come back? I can't imagine.
What happened to One versus 100? Is that over? Is that
yeah,
gone?
Yeah, it's gone. I'd probably bring it back with some Swedish host or something.
You know what killed it?
Me. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Federline!
I did not
know who he was when I introduced him.
I know that that's what you claim. No,
all right, Bob
I
is
swear.
Here. His
Possible.
New show is called Surviving Suburbia. It airs Monday nights at 9:30 on ABC. By the way, Bob, I know you couldn't make it to the April Foolishness show that we did at
well,
the Gibson Amphitheater.
And I wanted to. Yeah, I heard it.
And I appreciate that. I know that you said you'd like to be there. But, man, it was a great time. And thank you for letting us use your video, your very, very funny video that you
thank
did.
Thank you.
That we,
I'd like
we
to
aired be. Right before the first act.
That made me very happy. My friend Jerry Zucker directed Airplane and Ghost. He directed it, and it's his banana national banana project that he's working on. It's just a bunch of comedy
did
stuff.
You say national banana
that's
project?
The thing that's okay. his brand national banana
okay.
Which,
okay
which I'd like to have one of those one day
sure
but
Bob in the video I understand
I did say
kills.
That didn't I
mean you just kill so many people in it.
Will you not record that, play it back to me in 5 years?
Yeah. Oh no, we'll
promise
we're gonna no of course not, that's what we do.
But it was a video right where I drive and I'm on my iPhone in my hybrid and I just hit person after person that recognize while I'm working on myself,
just mowing them down.
Yeah,
I like it.
It happens.
It does happen.
Well,
unfortunately
I know we don't, we can't count on either of our schedules, but we're probably going to do it again in a year. So we'll be hitting you up again to see if you want to come out.
I would love it. And you raised a lot of money for breast cancer.
Yeah, we did.
Really, really
we
smart.
Did.
Cool.
Yeah, actually, to fight breast cancer. It's actually anti-breast cancer rather than it was for.
I'm not available next year.
You know, Bob, why does a guy like you who has all the money in the world, who lives in a pot of gold, why are you back on TV? I was talking to some people yesterday about this. Like, why does Bob Saget work if he doesn't have to?
Well, because I have a leprechaun in my house and he is a greedy bastard, so I'm filling his vault.
Need ex-wife, that's the translation there.
Well, she's a wonderful Jewish ex-wife, and we did Passover together, and she found the money in the matzah. Do you know what matzah is?
Not
do you
really,
know no she told me that
funny.
Joke won't roll. She
yeah,
said
no.
It's not. She said they don't know that the
Jewish listeners are laughing.
Just
know that
there's 28.
No, it's a lot, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone
okay.
by my house, I can guarantee you that.
Oh, you live around them?
I do. I live amongst them.
But what
them.
I'm saying is, why do you wake up and say, I want to get another show on TV? I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I read this thing a year and a half ago, and it was written by this guy, Kevin Abbott, who wrote on Roseanne, and he did Grace Under Fire and Reba, and he wrote his life finally. He said, this is going to be my mission statement. I live in the suburbs, and I want to write about my wife and kids, and that I just don't want to talk to my neighbors. I don't want to say hi to them when I take out the trash. I just want to go in the house and be left alone. And
I have that exact same feeling when there's like parents things at the school or whatever.
Yeah.
just don't fit. Mm. It's like all of them are one thing, and then I just come in like, I just am an outsider, and I don't know what to say. And
that's what I'm drinking beer on the show. I mean, it's kind of, you are like at a block party if you're at a school and they have booze. That's kind of
fun. That is a block party. Sure.
Right. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't want to really not work. I love working. And this show just kind of like, I really liked it. So they kind of developed it. And then Cynthia Stevenson's this really good actress that...
She plays your wife?
Plays my wife. Yeah. She's a really good actress if she's playing my wife. And I got this. I have a son on the show, which I never had on Full House. I had three daughters. Yeah. Right? So this is a... He's 20 years old playing 17.
Okay.
His name is Jared Kuznets.
I don't care about him. But I guess what the chip is...
He's a good-looking kid, and he's...
The chip is that you have that, I guess, is the explanation that I'm seeking, is you want to work. That's the difference between you and a guy like me who, if I didn't have to, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, but you would.
He wouldn't.
You really wouldn't?
No. So. He's told us if he wins the lottery, he's not even going to take the time to tell us. He's just going to not be there one day.
Are you just going to grow large on your land?
Pretty much.
That's what happens.
Yeah, he's going to move to Finland or someplace. And
yeah, that'll be it.
Take
and
his
no
own
one,
life.
Including my wife, will ever find me.
But Bean, you love talking and you love this gig. I mean, you're so
I'm
good
tired.
At it.
I'm tired.
Maybe you just need a massage.
Are you offering?
Yeah. Right. Hell yeah. I'll give you, I'm Stamos in a car all night. I'm happy to take care of
Magic
you.
Magic hands.
How's your, have you been getting the colonoscopies?
How does it work these days, Bob, with a new TV show? Because we've seen quite a few this season who have aired, you know, once, like the Osborne show. They're on one time and they go, well, that's it. We'll never do that again. Are they hanging in there with you? How are you doing so
far? ABC's been really, really pretty amazing. They I actually said this on Leno last night. I was watching Ten Commandments with my daughter, and there were like all these promos during Ten Commandments. And,
for your show?
Yeah. And I'm doing like bad things in it. You know, I'm like drinking booze and... And just getting off the handicap scooter and running away. and then Moses is like, parting the seas and getting Nefertiti. You know that woman, Ann Baxter? You know, remember Ten Commandments?
I remember that it existed.
This lady, Nefertiti, is Pharaoh's wife, Yul Brynner's wife in it. Okay. And Ann Baxter played her. And she like hits on Moses. She's like trying to do him the whole time.
Really? I didn't see that version.
It was really, that's what's on. That's how I told my daughter it worked out. And she goes, don't you want to kiss me, Moses? I got lips like pomegranates. And I went, that's great. I got testicles like anvils. He's in the desert. You know how much he saved up?
Yes.
You're allowed to talk about that on here, right?
Oh, nonstop. Yeah.
So, well, so I was rewriting the Bible is what's going on here.
Oh, that's a mistake. So anyway, the show is something I wanted to do because it spoke to me kind of just because I'm divorced for a long time, you know, and it's your life being
and
I'm a suburban guy, you know, but I'm a single dad. And so it's really, I hope my neighbors haven't been seeing all this press because I'm not going like, buzz off.
Yeah, sure.
Sure don't want to see my
neighbors. Leave me alone. I hate you all.
I'm not taking your house key to take in your mail.
Here's a clip of you talking to your wife, and I think you're both talking to the school teacher.
Yeah.
And you're giving your theory on kids up to about the third grade.
I don't know why Ann cares so much. You don't learn anything in the third grade. Until junior high, kids are basically morons.
Yes.
There it is.
That's accurate.
Testify.
I would say that's accurate.
Monday nights at 9:30 on ABC. Bob, before you go, you want to stick around for Ralph's Showbiz Beat? It's coming up next on K-Rock.
I would like it very much. Right. I don't really...
Give
don't
us your showbiz insights.
I know a lot about a lot of stuff.
But anything you can say on the air?
Yeah, I was with Don Rickles last night.
Nice. Wow.
I like Don Rickles.
All right.
He saw my HBO special, and he said, I'll bleep myself, so you don't have to do it.
Okay.
But he said, you know, you had a great special, but you forgot two Fs.
Oh, that's funny.
I forgot two of them.
Who pays when you and Rickles go out?
It was actually paid for by another friend of ours. But
Stamos?
Well, he was there.
Of course he was there.
And Bob Evans was there.
Really?
It's quite a night.
What the hell? That's
a you should see. Right? I got their swag.
What kind of life are you leading?
If I went out to your car in the parking lot right now, your Prius, is Stamos in the car waiting for you for after this interview?
He's in the trunk holding the mouse.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
All right, just started talking without my mic on.
Sure.
Thank you, Lisa.
Ralph Garman, Bob Saget, Ralph Garman.
How's it going?
He's looking for headphones.
He's trying to touch me. He looks like he's putting a plug in, but that was just a move.
In your pants.
Had nothing wrong with that.
What's happening
I have
over
something
there?
I'd like to plug, Ralph.
No one knew I was coming in today, so we have to set up the microphones and the headphones.
We're not firing on all cylinders today.
Kevin's not turning his mics on.
Yeah.
It's a Heath kit. Heath can't solder this board. Thank you. I built one.
The old Heath kit.
Didn't work. My amp like blew itself up when I soldered it.
It's like one of those potato radios, whatever you used to make.
Yep, you can make a radio out of your zipper. That's at least what I told a girl last night.
Did you? Jesse James from Celebrity Apprentice joins us after the news. And Bob, your old friend Adam Carolla is stopping by next hour as well. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Friday.
Yeah, he doesn't have a show anymore. So you better like us more.
I met his wife the other night. She's very
cute. Adorable.
Yeah,
she's beautiful.
Really adorable. Way too good for him.
Yeah, what is it with guys with wives and they're happy?
I don't know how to answer that.
You don't couldn't make that work for yourself?
I didn't mean to turn it personal.
I'm just asking.
Congratulations to Kevin Smith. Just announced today he'll be playing Carnegie Hall. How about that?
That's cool.
The guy basically just talks about being Kevin Smith.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm.
And he's made
it. He's good at it, though. He knows the material.
He is pretty good at it. Silent Bob Speaks, An Evening with Kevin Smith. Just announced he'll be taking the stage at Carnegie Hall on June the 17th. So if you're in New York, tickets go on sale Monday if you want to check that out. Apparently, Kevin's in New York working on his new feature film, A Couple of Dicks, starring Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan. I don't even know those guys. I don't think it's a shame you should call them dicks.
Oh, there's two of them. So it's
right.
You get your money's worth.
Are you watching the American Idol, Bob? Are you
a fan
at all?
I want to see the aristocrats on there, the family that has talent.
Oh, that family. Let's see them on America's
Got Talent.
They dance
and stuff.
Yeah, they sure do.
You're right near the button.
Yes, very close.
Apparently, Cara DioGuardi, the fourth judge, the newly added judge this season, not a big hit with fans or with other people on the show, according to OK Magazine. Simon, Randy, and Paula all ignore her.
These are your sources?
That's all I got, man. Leave me alone.
I read this on Google.
somebody told me.
Wikipedia says.
A guy told me that they don't like Kara over there. Simon, Randy, and Paula often leave during breaks while they're filming the show to talk to the crowd or get food, and they leave her by herself, and she feels ostracized by the other three judges.
Very well, job done, baby.
Apparently they are getting ready for Paula and or Simon to leave the show next season. Their contracts are up. So
that's just renegotiating stuff. That's what they want to say on the air here.
You have to have those two.
Yeah.
You don't need Randy. You don't need the new judge. Paula's crazy.
Gotta have Simon.
Simon is Simon.
Yeah. He's the show, really.
I don't even watch it, but he seems to be the linchpin.
He is right. People say about the time, he's just there to insult people. But when you listen to him, he's right 90% of the time.
There's a truth to it.
There is, exactly.
And the hook is that he's a mean bastard.
That's true, too.
But what he says is absolutely right. And what Paula says is absolutely right, too.
Did you read that in OK Magazine?
I did. Remember, Paula said that the guy danced in the path of brilliance.
That's correct, yes.
Take it all in, my dear. The reason that you're shaking up this whole competition is that you dare to dance in the path of greatness.
All right.
Wow. And he did.
You need that.
Greatness was coming right down the path, and he got there and danced in front of it. And you don't want to dance in front of a raged greatness, because it will gore you.
That's correct.
It's worse to dance in front of engorged greatness.
Yes, it is.
It will rape you.
Make a radio out of your zipper.
Sorry.
And Megan Fox, speaking of engorged greatness,
wow, prenup,
said that she was filming Transformers 2.
Herself?
No, she was behind the camera.
Oh,
she was on
she
the set
it.
Of Transformers.
She DVR'd the first one.
Right.
She had a difficult time because she was so hot on the set.
Yes, she was.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She was wearing a leather cat suit, apparently, for a lot of the scenes.
Oh, my God.
And...
Sorry. I'm sorry, I got to show this to Bob's site.
No, don't show me that.
I don't want to see that. Like, how can you put me here and then make me look at that?
We're watching disgusting videos.
It's first thing in the morning.
They were filming in New Mexico.
I mean, you're doing the right thing
and
right
she
now.
She was so hot.
I don't want to see it.
No. That in between scenes, they had to get giant fans. You ever seen those big wind fans they use on sets? And blow her. They had to blow her with the fans.
I've never wanted to be a wind fan more.
I never wanted to be a leather cat suit more.
I don't even care.
What'd you say?
Fans did what?
Blow.
How?
As they want to do. The fans.
That's awesome.
Where'd you read that?
That was on AbsoluteNow.com, Bob.
none of these sources are even right.
Let's call John Stamos and see what showbiz news he has for
he
us.
He actually knows what's going on.
I bet he does.
Ralph gets He's most of his in. Showbiz from effandshaky.com.
Yes.
So
it just doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. Because what you're running on the screen right
exactly,
there.
Exactly, right.
If people saw this right now, they would just pull over on the side of the road and vomit.
We got that going on. And aside, did you hear there's a bar in England now that has vaporized alcohol?
No.
Yeah.
You walk into the bar.
Isn't that called a fart?
And they filled the room with vaporized gin and tonic.
So you breathe
you
in,
breathe
into
in.
Air,
and you get loaded.
It's just a drunk guy's burp.
I need to go there.
How great is that?
Fantastic.
Wow. You just sit around talking with your friends, and you don't have to drink or anything. You get a load on just by hanging out.
No calories.
It's like being in your house.
It's secondhand
alcohol.
Booze. That's
wow.
Exactly. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to open one of those. You know, it'd also be great just to drink out of the breathalyzer at the end of a police officer's day. Well, that thing must be loaded with good booze.
They say, actually, you have to put on a special jumpsuit when you go into this bar.
Right.
Because when you leave, you smell reeking of alcohol because it's in your clothes and everything.
There's only one jumpsuit I'm interested in, that's Megan Fox's.
No, so when the cops pull you over, you smell like gin and tonic, even though you only have had, a couple sniffs.
It's like a stripper that Kevin's been breathing on for like, a couple times.
How dare you?
Yeah. You don't know strippers, do you?
Not at all, yes.
And then Kevin's clothes have that nice stripper smell to them. That perfume they all use. What is that one scent they all wear?
It's Eau de Whore.
Eau de Whore?
Yes. Very nice.
Love that smell. Today's celebrity birthdays. Maynard from Tool's 45 years old today.
Is he the only lead singer of a band that's ever choked a fan out on stage? Would you guess? Fan runs up, chokes him out. Anyone else?
I'm trying to think. I think Davy Jones of the Monkees did it once.
Did he?
Yeah,
okay.
I think he
all
may
right.
have done it.
I did it to myself once.
You choked yourself out?
Yes, I asphyxiated myself.
Yeah, we don't want to know what else you were doing at the same time.
I sat on my own face and suffocated. What? How dare you make me look at these videos this early?
I'm not making you look at anything. We're just giving you the option.
No, I'm not looking.
Liz Phair is 42 years old.
I love her.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Are you a lesbian?
No, but I'll become one if I need to.
All right. I think it'll help.
I'll get a burr cut.
Jennifer Garner is 70. Nope.
Not 70.
She's 37.
She's
years
not
old
a
today.
Good. Oh, okay.
What are you, Reader's Digest now is your reference? Jennifer Garner's hot.
She is.
She's wonderful.
As hot as this guy.
Especially if she's 70.
And Victoria Beckham from the Spice Girls turns 35 years old today.
I'm buying her a soft pretzel.
Victoria Beckham?
Yeah, with a candle in it.
I don't think she'd eat it. Mm-hmm. Or she'd just lick the salt off.
She would lick one.
They like salt.
Kernel of salt.
Women like salt.
Women do.
Well, I tell them that at the beginning of a date.
Oh, no.
Well, you never know.
So, all right, we're out.
What? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Great to have you, Bob.
Great to be here. Thank
all
you
right.
guys a lot.
Our friend Adam Carolla joins us later on in the hour. And keep listening to K-Rock all day today for your chance at breakfast with Kevin and Bean. The new one is Karaoke with the Killers Tuesday morning at Dimples in Burbank. You can either be there in person to enjoy the Killers performing live and ask them questions, or you can listen to it on the radio on Tuesday morning or watch it at KRock.com. But I think you'd have a better time if you were there in person.
Sure.
So I would say stick around for your chance to win. Celebrity Apprentice is back, as you know, with a brand new episode this Sunday night at 9 on NBC. I was thinking about this, Kevin. Tell me if you agree. The only celebrity on this season of Celebrity Apprentice that's worth a damn is our friend Jesse James.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I think he's the only one that I'd ever want to spend any time on, now that I've gotten to know these people a little bit better on the show. And Jesse joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Hey, man, how are you?
What's up?
Dude, I got to tell you, you are the standout of that show, Celebrity Apprentice. And it seems like...
Yeah, but most importantly, I got midgets on the show.
That's correct.
Yes,
that
did happen. Well done.
That is... And by the way...
That was purely for you guys.
When you were first... When somebody first came up with the midget idea, you said, nope, I'm not going to do that.
I was kind of doing rope-a-dope.
All right.
Oh, and then you look like a good guy when you agree to do the midgets, even though it's what you wanted all along.
We better not do midgets, because, I don't like that sort of thing.
Oh, that was the best. I was mad at you for just a second, and then I realized you were going to change your mind.
I wanted them to get them nice and sold on the idea.
Yeah.
you really are, Jesse, we're not blowing smoke here, but we have been watching every episode this season, and you are the evil genius of this program, because you're not the loud one, you're not the obnoxious one, you're not the one who's always trying to force your way. You just basically kind of sit back and run things, it seems like.
Didn't I invent this kind of TV? I just work, I'm not like a hey, shut up!
Is that a monkey or a dog?
Dog.
Okay. Sound like a monkey for a second.
I'm not a singer or a sports star or anything like that. You guys have known me for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm just a welder and build bikes.
Right.
I've been on basic cable for 10 years.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah.
Now I'm on like the big time TV. I don't want to screw up. You know, I just want to work hard and try to do the best job possible.
It seems like you're the only celebrity out of that whole group that has any basis in reality.
Common sense.
I think I'm the only one that has to cover payroll every week.
That's probably true too.
That's probably it. Yeah, because you've got an actual job where you have lots of people that that count on you to get things done.
Yeah, exactly.
So, do you think that some of these? I mean, let's face it. Some of the people we knew were crazy. Dennis Rodman, Dice. We knew those people were whack jobs before the show. But do you think that in general the celebrities kind of underestimate you because you're not so flashy?
I think so. I don't know. Some of those people are fancy. You know, I think they're like doing the show the biggest favor in the world by showing up.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You know, and I'm, like I say, I'm humble. You know, when we first got together for the first like night to meet, you know, all the celebrities got together at like the hotel and like we're all meeting. And I was like, man, I freaked out. I was like, oh, what am I doing here with all these kooks? And like, you know, and, then I realized, like, oh, I probably felt like every dude the first day on Monster Garage.
Oh, that could be, yeah.
That's probably true, yeah.
Yeah, what am I doing? Like, okay, I committed to doing this, and, you know, I could probably tell you guys the real reason why I did it, right?
Which is?
Do you have a show coming up?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
No, really, there was, you know, that doesn't make any difference to me. You know the way I am. Yeah. I only do what I'm going to do. But they begged, like, last year, and I'm just like, no way. I like the original Apprentice, and I'm like, no way. And then they started begging before last season was ever open, and the producers and NBC people, we've got to have you on it. We want to have you on it. And I'm just like, I'm just not into it, you know. I'm not into that sort of thing. And I said, you know, we went out to lunch, and I said, well, who do you guys have on this year? And they're like, oh, we're not allowed to say. And I'm like, well, I'm not agreeing to doing the show, so you better say something.
Right.
And they said, well, we have Scott Hamilton. I said, I'll do it.
Really?
That was the name that
yep.
Wow. Why, Jesse?
Because when I was 17, I stole his Porsche from Ice Capades in San Diego.
Nicely done.
That rule, are you serious?
And it's always bummed me out, and I figured I would never have an opportunity to say I was sorry.
Oh my
what
God.
Are the chances the first celebrity they would mention you stole a car from?
Yeah, it was a 87 930 Cabriolet. With green on green with Colorado plates that say Ice Skate.
Nice.
Okay, so you clearly told him. You confessed to Scott, right?
Well, when he got fired, you know, I caught the car as it was going out and they're doing their driveway shot. And I slapped the trunk. I said, hey, stop. And they're like, oh, you can't talk to him. He's leaving. I'm like, you know, F you.
Oh, those are the rules? You're not allowed to talk to him?
I don't know, whatever. Yeah. But Scott got out and, you know, I told him, I said, hey, man, I just wanted to say I was sorry. And he's like, you know what, Jesse, I forgave you for that a long time ago. He said, you'll always be my favorite thief.
And, well, that's something.
And then he sent me, like, a really cool letter, and I can't tell you, like, it feels like this gigantic load's been lifted on my shoulders.
Well, that's pretty cool.
You know, I've done a lot of bad stuff when I was a kid, and, like, to see someone like that, it's not like I stole Hulk Hogan's Porsche.
Right, sure.
Right, I understand. Yeah, he's a good dude, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I stole someone that's, like, a nice dude. You know, right. Like, you know, I felt bad, and, you know, don't have opportunities to make amends like that. And
now, you're on the show with Joan and Melissa Rivers, both of whom really, really great. They just annoy the hell out of me.
I think that's their job.
You think they're acting?
Well, they
do think
a great
they
job.
Know
you know,
it
Joan
and they're
is
acting?
Actually hanging out with Joan. I mean, she's a legend, and she's like a super sweet lady. She's 75 years old, and she's still there working every day, you know? But
Jesse, she did all those red carpets we used to go through and play in, and it was so unbelievably actively, aggressively not funny that it just drove us crazy.
You watch those red carpets
just to make fun of her, yeah.
Well, for work.
Just to mock her.
Awesome. Cool. I'm watching Monster Trucks and NASCAR.
And I'm watching red carpets.
Starting to all make sense.
Yeah, we have a very different life.
But the last time I saw Bean, we were at the Heatherette fashion show.
Yeah, we sure were, Jesse.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, how about that? Was I there? No.
You know, I don't know if you guys know it, Lisa especially.
Right.
Bean's kind of a perv.
Jesse, what the hell are you talking about? Why would you say that?
It's been bugging me ever since that happened that night. And he's there with his wife, and his wife's got a fashion thing. Mm-hmm. And we're, like, in there with all these supermodels.
Right.
And they're all, like, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old.
18, 19, 20, 21 is what Jesse means to say.
Whatever. This is my version.
It makes a big difference.
And Bean's all like, I know you got married to Sandra, but he's all, tell me you still look. You still look, don't you? You still look at all these chicks, don't you? You still look. You still look.
I didn't say
come
that.
On, guy, just give me it. Just tell me you still look.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Point to one of them. I'll get her for you.
That doesn't sound like you at all, right?
Point to any one of them.
Surprise me.
No,
at all.
That is so Bean.
Yes.
I was just saying it was a good day to be in that place. That's all I was saying, Jesse.
Yeah. Oh, listen to
creepy.
This. I didn't expect it was going to turn on me.
We're all friends here, right?
Yeah, sure.
What do I have to gain by lying by it then?
That's true. We believe you. We know Bean.
Yep.
As a matter of fact.
Just tell me you still look. Just tell me. I know you're married to Sandra, but just tell me you still look. Like, Jesus, Bean.
You should have said that brunette right there, his wife. Oh, she's hot. I wonder if she'd do me. That's what
oh,
you should
come
have said.
On. Jesse James is on the phone, Celebrity Apprentice, with a new episode Sunday night at 9 on NBC. Hey, Kevin, do you have the tape of Jesse with more vomit on one show than it has ever been in the history of American television before? You have that standing by?
I have the lead up to it and a little.
I like the vomit sound effects they put in.
Oh, they had to add them in?
Yeah.
I started getting a really bad headache, and I feel like I got a fever now. It's just like progressively worse until I got super nauseous, like I was going to vomit.
That was not a fun day for you, I don't imagine.
Did they exaggerate that, or did you really vomit seven or eight times
vomit
in one day?
And I had the butt pee.
Oh,
oh the
right. All right, yeah. I'm out of this conversation. Yeah. It's been great talking to you, Jesse.
The butt pee is playing Coachella this weekend. You definitely don't want to miss him. They're great. And Celebrity Apprentice is back with a new episode this Sunday night.
Did he get moved to the mailroom or something?
He's in the video, in the website video stuff.
Oh,
so
awesome.
He's
on KROQ.com. Yeah,
he's in charge.
He's doing
of
great.
That.
Hey, Jesse, I know you got a new show coming up in a couple of weeks. Come on in and see us, man. We'll spend a little bit more time together.
I really wanted to come, but I'm down in Austin working at my shop all week. But I will come in at the end of the month for sure.
Okay, good. And we would like...
Just to see Lisa.
Come
on, come on, you still look.
Yeah, exactly. We would like some more details on Bean the Perv, if you
absolutely
don't mind.
How dare you? How dare you?
All right, Jesse, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Jesse.
Bye.
Bye now. Celebrity Apprentice, Sundays at 9 on NBC. Karaoke with the Killers.
Yes, I'm there.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to bring my pet owl.
We have more tickets for you for that coming up. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 26 minutes after 8, and it's Friday morning.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
All right.
That's not the right one. That's the wrong CD. That's not the right one. Oh, there we go.
Oh, that's better.
Sorry, I hit the wrong one.
I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
We're going to have a dance party.
Yeah, we could.
Let's take a look at the movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend, shall we? 17 again opens this weekend, starring Zac Efron and Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry, you see, is a 37-year-old guy who's lived a life full of regrets.
Right.
And suddenly, magically, he reverts back to a 17-year-old version of himself, and he gets to go back to high school and relive his high school years and see where things went wrong.
Why has no one ever thought of that?
Oh, Lisa, it's a concept as fresh as today's headlines about an old dude coming young again.
No,
I just wish they'd make a movie about a young guy who gets old. Oh, wait a minute. They've done that 100 times, too. But I bet in this particular version, he learns a very important lesson.
Sure.
About his ex-wife and being a dad and how he could have been a better man.
Sure.
That's what I think he learns.
Yeah.
Here's a scene from the movie where Zac Efron realizes that maybe he wasn't the dad he could have been, Kevin.
So, what did you learn at school today?
That I'm a bad dad.
What are you talking about? I thought it was going great.
It was going fantastic. For me.
And then what?
And then I found out my son spent the last year being the school punching bag. And watched my daughter get a tongue bath from a psychopath.
I told you that high school was the wrong thing.
No. High school was right. But it's not about basketball. It's about helping Alex and Maggie.
Yes, so he gets to help his kids out by becoming their schoolmate. I'd rather dip my genitals in acid than watch this movie. Think they'll put that on the box when they release the DVD?
I'm guessing not.
Probably not.
Bean, are you going to tomorrow? Today? What's today? Friday? Are you going today?
Today's Friday, yeah.
He's already gone. He's already left. He's catching an early matinee of
sure he is.
17 again.
You're a pedophile.
I hope he's enjoying that. How great was it to hear about Creepy Bean from Jesse James, by the way?
That was the best.
And the thing is, we all know that Bean. We've all experienced that Bean. But the listener at home, they think Bean's just a wacky, lovable island dweller.
That's the only Bean there is. They just
don't
know it.
That's why it's great. State of Play also opens this weekend. Russell Crowe, Rachel McAdams, Ben Affleck. Russell Crowe plays a reporter in this film. And he has to uncover the truth about a conspiracy starring his buddy, Congressman Ben Affleck. And it's just a world of intrigue and politics and murder. There's a twist and a turn at every moment. Looks good. Director of this film is Kevin MacDonald, who gave us The Last King of Scotland, which is one of my favorite films from that particular
pretty
year.
Pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Ralph, do you get the impression that Ben Affleck is slowly reinventing his punching bag movie star career?
I do. He's starting
by
to
being
take,
a little bit more selective, maybe?
He's taking smaller roles in better films, and he is not putting the weight of entire films on his shoulders, which I think is a good idea. He's sort
smart.
Of a, I think he's a better supporting player, he may be, than a lead.
Yeah, I agree.
I think his directing career is really going to what's going to save him. Because Ben Affleck is a brilliant director. That book, Gone Baby Gone, I thought was terrific.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's a scene from State of Play where Russell Crowe and Helen Mirren, who is his boss at the newspaper, are arguing over what makes a news story worthy.
She's not credible. She was just trying to sell us her sexy scrapbook photos of her friend Sonia Baker. Her dead friend.
Yeah, well, why the hell couldn't we have printed that? A waitress comes forward with a claim about a sex scandal. Great, that's an A1 story. Then he denies it. There's another story. And then one of them cracks, and there's another story. Meantime, people are reading about it, and they're reading us about it, because we had it first. We didn't, did we? Oh, no. Some decided it was beneath us.
She's a sideshow! The true story here, the real story here, is Pointcore.
The real story is the sinking of this bloody newspaper!
Wow.
Helen Mirren. Why don't you have a cocktail and head back to Limey Town, wherever you come from. Get out of America.
She wins an Oscar. All of a sudden, she's going crazy.
It's true. Newspapers are in trouble, man. Every
That's
day
true.
You hear about them folding. No one's reading newspapers anymore. We got to print what's sexy, what sizzles. But not Russell Crowe, because he's got something.
Morals?
Yes.
Standards?
Integrity.
That's it. Standards?
He's an old school newspaper man. I just hope his buddy Ben Affleck isn't mixed up in anything bad.
Me too.
And lastly, Crank, High Voltage, the sequel to one of my favorite action films of the past 10 years, the very popular Crank starring Jason Statham. It's the return of Chev Chelios. Not to be confused with Chevy Chelios.
Yeah.
Different. Or Chris Chelios. Who's the hockey player?
Chris, I think.
I think it is, too.
I think.
In this film... Remember, his first film, Chev got his himself poisoned, and he had to keep his heart rate up to a certain point, or else he was going to die.
Right.
Now they've stolen that heart that he had to keep revving at such a high level.
How did they do that?
They just took it.
They took it. Okay.
But they put in a battery-operated one.
Okay.
But the charge only lasts for an hour.
Okay.
So he has to constantly keep recharging himself while he hunts down the villains who stole his heart.
This seems like the kind of movie, if I heard you say that and I hadn't seen the first Crank, I would say, okay, enjoy that.
It's a cartoon. It's a giant cartoon.
So well done, though.
Yeah, so entertaining. Here's a scene where Chev is at the end of his hour, and Jason Statham needs to get a jump start from somebody and just happens to run across a buddy with a low rider.
Damn, dog. You good, I say?
Never better. You want to give me a jump? Just juice, man.
And that's why you don't use jumper cables as nipple clamps, people.
That's correct.
That
good advice.
Is the lesson you learn right there.
It's an important lesson.
I'm going to go see, what time is it now? It's around
8:30.
I'm going to go see this now.
Okay. I don't know that it's showing now, but...
Well, I'm going to break into a theater and just run it myself.
All right.
I cannot wait. See Crank High Voltage this weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Friday morning, This Week in Rage. Ladies and gentlemen, our old friend Adam Ace Carolla joins us.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Five things that pissed me off the most this week. Now, these things could have happened in the 1800s. It's just stuff that I happen to notice
this week. Got to your attention this week.
Number one, packet size.
Packet size.
Packet size.
What does that mean?
You know the ketchup packets?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have not changed in 55 years.
That's true.
The fries have gotten bigger. Everything else is supersized. Yeah. Everything else is 10 times bigger than it was before, but the ketchup packet thing, same. And you tear the thing open, and you're milking it. You're milking it. It's like you're giving a hamster a reach around. They get you a little thing. I'm trying to squeeze every ounce. And then before you know it, there's a pyramid of spent packets next to you because you went with the supersized fries. How about we step up the size of the packets to match the goddamn fries?
That's a great idea because you have really to ask is. For like 15.
Yeah. Right. And the thing that's funny, too, is the second time you ask, you get the FU amount of extra ones where the guy brings the skip loader and buries you in them. Okay. Never come back for ketchup again, a-hole. There's that one. I don't need to be shamed. I just need two extra ones. I don't need you to capsize a box that you got from the back with ketchup packets on. And then the worst is the soy sauce. You ever try to do the soy? You rip it open. Half of it's on your shirt.
Out.
Half of it squirts out on your shirt. It's like some weird Japanese porn film you're in. Like, wow, where this came flying out? And then you squeeze one drop out, but they give you a thing of wasabi the size of the moon.
That's true.
So now you have this thing where you have like a pallet jack, and you have to move your wasabi in, and you have to open 400. Make the packets bigger, people! Bigger, or we should all go down the McNugget road, because when they started McNuggets, they started the dipping sauce, that came in the packets that they stood up on their own,
right.
Pull the top off, dip the fry in. Thank you very much. People, let's go. Let's focus on packets here.
I agree. Bigger packets.
All right, number four. That sounded gay.
Yeah.
Cable converter box, the digital analog thing. You see the commercials every 10 minutes. I've seen 2,000 commercials. Yeah. They were going to do it like February 17th, and now they bumped it back to June 12th.
For people didn't get the word.
All the old-timers on the Rascals didn't get the flyer on their windshield, and now we have to push this back. Give me a worst-case scenario. They miss an episode of Gary Unmarried? You know what I'm saying? What could happen? If there's an earthquake, I think they'll know there's an earthquake. We always have AM radio to tune in, right?
Yeah.
What is the worst case scenario? I thought we were strapped. I thought we were out of money. I thought they
we are.
So we're giving out coupons to Converter Box to old people that clearly don't want it. And this may be insane, but perhaps the television isn't the best way to get this message out, since these people evidently do not watch TV.
Otherwise, they would have seen the first commercial.
Yes, we should go down to the libraries and hit, like, the audiobook section or wherever the old people hang out and give them these things. Or guess what? Well, let's just do this. Let's just convert it. And then the ultimate message will be sent, which is on Monday morning on the 18th of June or whenever it is. They will turn on their TV and Kathy Lee Gifford will not be there. And then they will convert. Yes?
Yes.
Ultimate message.
Absolutely.
They're putting the 299 million of us through hell for the 1 million people who won't get their
For my grandmother who doesn't give an ass.
Right.
All right. This one a little more personal. I have the twins, Sonny and Natalia.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wife, came home from work the other day. Wife, ecstatic. Excited. They're 2.5.
Right.
Excited. What happened? They ate sushi for the first time, and they loved it. They loved their sushi. And everyone was excited. The nanny was excited. Ooh, they love sushi. And I thought, well, there's $80 out the goddamn window. What about SpaghettiOs, bitch? You don't want to get them strung out on SpaghettiOs or mac and cheese or top ramen? You got to go with the dynamite roll.
A lifetime of sushi can get expensive, no question.
You ever take home sushi? Eating out sushi is ridiculous. But taking it home and they walk in with one small bag and it was $94.21. You're like, really? Really? So we got to get them going. How about we get them strung out on Coke and truffles? Wouldn't that be cheaper? Yeah, this is a great plan. Is there any more expensive stuff we can get them strung out on? And by the way, I feel like I just ate generic bologna, SpaghettiOs, and mac and cheese. Look at me. I'm fine, and it cost my parents $18 my entire goddamn childhood.
18 years,
Yes. Oh, boy, look out. They love their stuff some sushi. Let's give up. How about my son? He gets a taste for high-class call girls. That'd be awesome, too. All right. Next one.
Number two.
Opened the fridge yesterday at work over there at CBS and saw something purple that said, like, G9 on it. And then I realized it was some new Gatorade Extreme. You know, like, hey, man, this is Arctic rape. And I'm thinking to myself, Really? What happened to just orange flavor? Does everything need to be extreme? Do I need to be pounded in the face with everything? And then there's like Nas, the energy drink, the nitrous oxide energy drink.
Sure.
And then there's everything. And it's like, listen, first off, I know what these kids are doing. They're not entering the octagon. They're going to play some video games, rub one out, and go to bed. How much of this stuff do we need coursing through our veins? And it's bright purple.
Yeah.
And it's nothing but high sucrose, corn syrup, and a little tap water. Really? How good for it? And it, like, is there ever a point when you're on the treadmill and you're like, you're really chugging along and you're 40 minutes in and you go, wow, man, I really feel like I'm running low on purple dye number 13? Could that stuff, isn't it just one big ball of chemicals?
Pretty much.
Could it be good for you? And why are you hitting us over the head with it? Why is everything in your face and extreme? Let's reel it back. Have an OJ. Take a hit off the hose, kids. I drank off a hose.
I still do.
I ate SpaghettiOs and drank off a hose, and I'm fine.
Well,
okay.
And number one.
Number one. Uh-oh. All right, Kevin, you're going to help me with this one.
Yes.
I'm sitting around with the nanny the other night. Because the wife is seeing Bruce Springsteen. I think she's playing the tambourine with the band. She's
is that
off.
Right?
She's actually touring with Bruce Springsteen. She's third night in a row. She's
so you're
seeing Bruce
Springsteen.
Wow.
I mean, sitting with the nanny.
Right.
And she's from Guatemala. And I see a cockroach on a cartoon. And I say, the cucaracha. I start singing that song. She starts singing that song. I said, what's that song really about? That's the most famous song out of your world. Your greatest export, your greatest contribution to society is the La Cucaracha song. The most famous song you guys have is this song. But what are the rest of the lyrics? Because I've been hearing it off of lunch trucks my entire career.
Oh,
every time
that's true.
I'm on a construction site. Ba-da-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da. So she starts going through the lyrics, and I almost vomited. Kevin, I got you the lyrics. Please read the lyrics to the most famous song from Mexico. Play it on every lunch truck around the Southland every day.
The cockroach just died, and they carried him off to bury him among four buzzards and the sexton's mouse.
Now I'm starving.
What?
I am starving. When do we eat? Oh, man, you know, I wasn't really. I had a late breakfast, and I wasn't going to go by the lunch truck, but then I heard them singing about the cockroaches and the buzzards. There's another line up top there, Kevin.
Yeah, it's even worse. The cockroach can't walk anymore. Because it doesn't have, because it's lacking its two back feet.
Oh,
there's a cockroach amputee. God. Let's dig in.
Oh.
I'm starving now. Hey, Mexico, we have something called a triangle, and an old guy with a gray beard, he smacks a spoon inside of it and yells, come and get it. That's enough for us. We don't need to weave cockroaches into our meals.
Wow.
There's no more less appetizing horn you could ring. If your lunch truck had a Holocaust horn, it would be more appetizing. If there was a vivisection horn, it would be more appetizing than the cockroach that had its feet amputated. Please, Mexicans, sober up. Change the horn. And by the way, when I see the huge white lunch truck roll up at noon, I'm like, I'm not going over there until I hear some sort of cockroach-related thing. I get it. I'm heading over for chimichurri. All right, people, sober up. Let's go, Mexico. This is why you're the laughing stock.
Ladies and gentlemen, keep up with our friend Adam Carolla at adamcarolla.com. Of course, the podcast available at iTunes and through KROQ.com, I understand, as well. Adam, thanks for coming in, man. Great to see you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bean.
Ralph Garman is here with our final look at the Showbiz Beat for a Friday morning. What do you got for us there, Ralph?
I'm just glad that Jesse James has confirmed what we've always said about Bean.
He's a perv.
But he just puts that creepy stank all over anything he talks about.
He's exaggerating with that alleged story. That
I absolutely believe that happened.
Yes. He was probably exaggerating on the low side.
Guys, we were in a room full of models.
Right.
And so I pointed out how hot the chicks were. That doesn't make me nervous.
You don't do that. Every other guy in the world does that. Hey, those chicks are hot. You'd be like, oh, yeah, look at those chickies. Yeah. And you're like slobbering and doing like creepy, weird things.
All right. That's creepy.
Yeah.
You can manage to do the same thing as every other guy on this
planet.
Using
the same words, even.
Same words. You make it creepy.
Yeah.
A lot of
I don't
times
know
different words, too, though. A lot of times Bean has his own particular disgusting way of saying stuff.
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you?
He puts his stank on stuff.
I wonder what she'd feel about a roofie.
Yeah.
I wonder how many light bulbs she could fit. things like that. Oh, just random things.
I didn't say anything like that.
Yeah, but it's just weird stuff comes
By the way,
out.
He's not sneaky either. That's long been a complaint of mine. And we're out in public. He'll go, wow, look at that!
With his arms outstretched, pointing in her general direction.
She's right there. She can hear you.
Yeah. Breathing like Darth Vader with his hunched spine.
DJ Spina Bifida.
Look at those chickies. I love the chicky babies.
Yeah.
I love the chickies.
All right. How about what else is going on besides that?
Nothing dames. Else is going on
besides
that. Look
at those dames with
That's
their breasts.
A lovely dame.
Look at the gams on those mice. Eminem's little brother has been popped for DUI.
Oh, what?
I find it hard to believe that.
How old is he?
That drinking and drugging runs in the Mathers family. But apparently it does.
I know he had a brother.
He does. Hmm. And his name is Nathan Mathers. He was arrested for DUI early Wednesday morning in Michigan.
Oops.
Cops say he failed to pull over for an ambulance. Oh, they love that.
They
Cops
do love,
love
that.
That when you don't yield for an ambulance and you're loaded.
I like to race him.
It's his second time he's been busted for drinking and driving.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Do you know how old he is?
Does
he of
not
age or not?
Say here. Right. He looks of age. They've got his mugshot here. He certainly looks of age, so. That's just bad news. Eminem just starting to get back in the public eye again, and then this has to rear its ugly head.
It comes from living in Detroit, man.
More celebrity courtroom news. Well, the guy who plays Skills on One Tree Hill. Anybody watch One Tree Hill?
Nope.
Anybody know who Skills is?
He's a dude on One Tree Hill.
His name is Antoine Tanner, and apparently he was popped for being connected with a Social Security guard scam.
What?
He was transferring Social Security cards last year with the intent to defraud for identity theft.
Wow. Don't hear that every day.
No, you don't. Actors don't usually turn to a life of crime. Usually it's the other way around. But he's being arraigned in federal court in Brooklyn on Tuesday, so. Sorry, Skills. Guess that wasn't the right name for your character after all. Megan Fox says she was smoking hot while filming Transformers 2. But not in the way that we think. She tells Absolute Now, the entertainment news website, that while she was filming in New Mexico, her costume consisted of a leather catsuit for several of the scenes, and she said she was roasting in the outfit, and the crew had to help
Megan
her out.
Megan Fox!
The crew had to help her out by blasting her with high-intensity fans between takes.
Oh. Nope. Nope to all of you.
All right.
Whatever you were thinking, send it to the attorneys first.
All right. And Ryan Seacrest has a new girlfriend, if you believe the New York Post. Her name is Jasmine Waltz. Her father invented the waltz.
Is that right?
It's true.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
People have been comparing her to Megan Fox. She does have a Megan Fox-esque look about her. She is a cocktail waitress, bartender, / actress. And apparently the two have been spending a great deal of time together, including a trip to Paris that Ryan just took her to recently.
Girl Scouts honor?
He is, he
should queer. Queer!
Well, that. But he also should thank the Lord every day that he's rich.
Yeah.
Every freaking day.
Yeah.
Because most girls, they won't date you once they see you high-five a blind guy.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got the money to back it up, so he can still get someone.
He's such a tool, but he's so rich, I'm torn. That's what she's saying every day of her life.
He wants to take me to Paris, but it's Paris. But
he's Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
You know, all of her friends are like, really? Really?
You're doing
she
what?
Just has to. She has to close her eyes and just think of something else. Like what rich, you know, what expensive stuff am I going to be able to buy this time tomorrow? If I could just keep my mouth shut for another minute,
she has to close her eyes to get excited. Having sex with him, she has to close her eyes and think of Hitler. That's how bad it is.
Something less offensive.
Something less offensive to her. Oh, I so wish this was Goering. She says to herself, just imagining it.
That guy. What would he need him for?
In a Luftwaffe uniform.
Oh, if only the angel of death were here with me instead, it would be so much better.
Why couldn't this be Tad?
Whoa!
Oh, dear God.
Wow.
It's more offensive than Hitler.
Oh, don't say that.
Sorry.
Dude, I have to kill myself. Today's celebrity birthday is Maynard from Tool's 45 years old today. Liz Phair turns 42. Jennifer Garner, a pal from Alias, turns 37. I was thinking of J.J. Abrams this week.
Yeah.
He's got this big Star Trek movie coming out.
Right? Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Monster hit. Yep. Cloverfield, big hit for him.
Yep.
Motion picture. He's got Mission Impossible. He's got Alias, The Fringe on television, Lost.
pretty good track record.
He is the king, I think, of fantasy and science fiction right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would say so.
How does Absolutely. That spring forth from Felicity? How does that all happen?
Which I loved.
How does Felicity give birth to Fringe?
I don't know.
He has two sides, Ralph.
No, he has one side.
Well, I
that first thing was a fluke. First thing, something went horribly wrong there.
He you wrote know, originally, it as a sci-fi, and went, then someone rewrote it.
Originally, yes, he went to Fox or whoever. Who's the WB? Who had Felicity?
I think it was WB.
Say, all right, I got a story about this girl who was at a college, but actually, she's got a giant appendage that comes out of her and kills people in the dorms. No. All right, no appendage. She just lives in dorms. Okay, good.
What if we just make her cute?
And then she cuts her hair.
What if she has curly hair? All right, same thing. Jennifer Garner is 37 years old today, and Victoria Beckham from the Spice Girls turns 35 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Ralph, I'm looking for something to do this weekend, and I don't know if
really?
You have any Gosh. Thoughts on where to go, what to do.
You know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be hanging out with DJ Omar Khan.
What?
Yeah.
He's doing something?
And here I am with more.
What?
What's up, guys? I'll be tonight at Club Vibe.
Wait,
inside.
Hold on. Start again. That was horrible. Yeah, I'll be tonight. All right. No one even knows what that
and
means.
And we also have a mic. You don't need to yell.
Yeah, Eric.
So tonight, guys, I'll be at the Morongo Casino inside Club Vibe, free before 11, and everybody who gets there before 11 gets tickets to UB40.
What?
DJ you know, they're the band.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
It's free before 11,
right?
And if I get there before 11, I get tickets to UB40.
Exactly.
If I show up after 11, do I not have to take the UB40 tickets?
How dare
there you
go.
And not only that, you get there before 11, yep. I got tickets to Coachella Saturday and Sunday.
What?
Exactly.
Wow. And you're halfway there.
And I'm feeling a little bit sick, so chances are I'm boozing it up, so who knows what music I'm going to be playing tonight.
Let me tell you something about Omar when he boozes. You want to be there.
Yeah, you guys want to be there. It'll be a mess. I'll throw turntables out into the crowd. Something crazy is going to happen. So tonight, Morongo Casino, it's the K-Rock Coachella pre-party is what they're telling me.
Sweet. DJ Omar Khan.
You can gamble there too, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'll be drunk.
I'm saying it's a casino.
Yeah,
it's
a casino.
Okay, it's a resort and spa, so you could spa there too.
Great.
All right.
Looking for all that stuff.
Omar.
All right.
Thank you, Omar. Thanks.
Have a great 40, everyone. You'll be 40.
Have a great time at Coachella, everybody.
Red wine. Don't guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging.
Don't bone-guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Did you hear the fart just then?
Roll another one.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Just like the other one.
Moose, Rocco, help the
this
judge find his wallet.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Carol, hold my car.
I need another hit.
What's the guy's name? Kurt St. James?
Franklin.
Thomas St.
Bon,
Frank?
Bon Jovi. What's
Franklin
bon
St. McMertz.
Coming up with... I'm not sure that's right, but it could be. Right. How the hell do I know that?
Roll another one.
What do you mean by that?
Just like the other one.
Would you say that to Tom Petty? I'm not sure what that means.
I don't have another cent.
Don't forget, say hello to Jay Biondi.
Heavy is the head that eats the crayons.
Just pass it around.
Wordplay.
But don't bother that joint, my friend.
We're not behind the times, we're groovy.
Just pass it on.
And scene.
Caramia, why must we say goodbye?
We're going to stop it. Better we stop it. It's our decision. It's a decision that we have to take. There's no reason to continue with this. Are you okay with that? You agree? Yes. Is that it? Yeah? That's it? Let's finish it. That's it. Let's go.
Anybody got any more jokes? Anything funny? No? No? All right. See you, folks.
You're putting on a brave face here,
yes.
Kevin, because I know you're acting like everything's okay, but you're really, I know, devastated on the inside.
I was going to say, I'm very sad today. I'm trying to cover it up so I don't bring everyone else down.
Yeah.
But this is the great John Madden.
Big day. Yesterday, I guess, was a big day, but
You know, I decided to retire. Heck, I can't even say it, but I decided to retire. And, you know, it's tough because, not because I'm not sure it's the right time. I mean, I really feel strongly that this is the right time, but I'm just going to miss everything about it because, you know, I enjoyed it so much.
Best football announcer in the history of the NFL, John Madden, retired.
Joining us on the phone right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Mr. Madden, how are you?
You know, pretty good. A little better than I was there. I mean, people think, you know, I was starting to cry. I had a turkey bone stuck in my esophagus.
It looked like you were very emotional, no?
Well, I mean, a little bit. I mean, you know, here's the thing, guys. You think of all the things that you've always wanted to do and all the things that you get to do and all the things that you haven't been able to do because of all the things that you do.
Right.
And the do-dos, they outweigh the don't-dos until the don't-dos become the new do-dos. And that's what I want, is I want the new do-dos to become the old do-dos, and I want to do more. And, you know, I'm getting...
Do you want to do-do more?
Something like that. Listen, guys, well, I'm 73.
Right, you know, 73.
73.
Right.
I figured 73, that's the right time to start spending time with my family.
Yes. That was where they can really enjoy you at the most.
That was your statement.
I mean, I'm 2 years away from, 2 years away pretty much, from eating strained carrots and pudding three times a day.
That's true.
So you've got to think, hey, now's the time while I still, you know, I miss time with my own kids. And now I have time with my grandkids and their grandkids and their grandkids' grandkids.
Right, yeah. Did you ask any of these family members if they were interested in more FaceTime with you?
No, I just assumed, and you know how that lands.
Sure.
Here's the thing I'm thinking about, though, with all those grandkids forming a league and then playing against another group of teams from Brett Favre's family tree.
Sure.
Oh, there you go.
Could you imagine that? Could you?
Well, that brings up the next question. Is Brett Favre retired? And oddly enough, so did you. That seems kind of strange.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at it that way, and people say, hey, did you base your retirement on that? Maybe a little bit, maybe 99 or 99.5%. But the other 0.5% was family.
Family, right. Yeah, because why participate in a league where Brett Favre's not playing? That's not much fun for anybody, is it, Coach?
It's despicable.
Yeah.
It's undesirable. It's not fun. And, the thing is, I'm trying to figure out all the things that I'm going to do with my time.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I was working on parallel parking the cruiser.
Right.
That's good.
That son of a gun. That is tough to do.
And that then, seems difficult.
Yeah, but what we did do, and we're almost done with it. We're working it right now. We're converting it to a hybrid. So, yeah.
A motorhome?
Yeah.
To a hybrid?
Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. We can get to from 0 to 60 in almost 3 days.
My fear, John, is that you've been involved in football in one capacity or another as a player and then as a coach and then as an analyst and a play-by-play guy for 60 years. I just feel like you're going to curl up and die now. Like there's no reason for you to get out of bed in the morning because you don't have football, the thing you love the most.
No. I still have food.
You do love food
there is
more.
Food.
Yeah, think about that. How about my new restaurant idea, McMadden's?
McMadden's?
Oh. Double golden arches, and follow this. We don't. It's all about stuffing food into other foods. It's based on the turducken model.
I see.
Uh-huh. So you don't say, hey, you want fries with that. You say, hey, would you like your fries stuffed into curly fries, stuffed into a mozzarella stick, stuffed into an onion ring, and then dipped in a shake? And then you might say, hey, why dipped in the shake? Why not dip it in the shake?
Exactly. Good point.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Mark, so you're starting tonight, and are you a permanently on the show?
Yes.
Hey, by the way, if you see Botchko, tell him that we're so over there is not anymore, right?
Yes. That was A Moment with Kevin.
Wow. This is the best.
That is like taking a bath in warm honey.
You guys and your ridiculous editing.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to make me sound like I'm not a professional broadcaster.
I don't even know how you screw up a sentence that bad.
I don't
know what
either.
You would have to do. You couldn't do it on purpose if you tried to mix up that many words.
But just, the fact that he screwed up the first one and then went for the second one, that's the really amazing part.
I have learned to live with the fact that I have low abilities, and so I don't. I'm fine with it. I just keep going. You know? What would I do?
You
I'd
sure
kill
did.
Myself. Wouldn't you kill yourself if you did as many of those as I have?
Yeah.
Well, so you have to kind of steel yourself against that. You have to say, all right, I'm not going to.
But I'm saying, if I said, for a joke, I'm going to try to take this sentence
right,
and butcher it and mangle it and try to mix it up as crazy as possible.
I know that.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
I know.
And you do it effortlessly, just accidentally it comes out of your mouth.
On a daily basis.
I think Kevin is doing exactly as well as anyone might have expected someone like him to perform in a position like that.
Friday afternoon on the world famous K-Rock, it's Kevin Bean, Cinco de la Tarde. I know you've got showbiz news for us, Ralph, but don't you also have tickets for our Killers Karaoke show Tuesday morning?
I do indeed. It's going to be a very special event, a tiny, tiny venue to see one of K-Rock's biggest bands, the Killers. If you'd like to go, and I know you do, I'm going to ask you a trivia question. If you know the answer and you're the first caller through at 1-800-520-1067, you and a guest will be attending very special Kevin and Bean Breakfast Karaoke with the Killers. Here's the trivia question. The band's name...
Killers!
...is the Killers.
Do I win?
Where did they find that name? What is the derivation of the band's name, the Killers? Please call now, 1-800-520-1067. If you don't get through, I'll give you the answer in just a few moments.
Right.
Susan Boyle is the world's biggest star.
No kidding.
I don't know who that is.
She is, Kevin... The world's biggest star.
Right, but...
Can't get away from her.
Movie star?
No, I guess television star. You'd have to say television and internet star.
Okay.
She competed this past weekend on Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, that chick.
The Simon Cowell-produced talent show. Now you know why Simon's so cranky, by the way. He does American Idol twice a week here in the States and has to fly back to England in order to do America's Got Talent, the show
he
there.
He sees a lot of bad.
He sees a lot of bad, and he's flying a lot, which would make me cranky. I know that much. But Susan Boyle was the deeply unattractive 47-year-old virgin from Scotland.
Yes.
Who came out on stage and everyone mocked her and laughed at her. And then she blew away the room singing I Dreamed a Dream from the musical Les Miserables.
And that was good?
It was phenomenal.
Voice of an angel.
Okay. And everyone's head exploded because she's so unattractive and so frumpy looking and so weird. They ever thought she was just like a William Hung type joke.
Right.
And then this amazing gift came out of her mouth.
Huh.
So it caught on the internet. Like they're saying that is the biggest example ever of someone going from unknown to star in the shortest period of time, thanks to modern technology. It happened on a Saturday. By today, Friday, she is the star all around the world.
As of yesterday, I know her YouTube performance, Ralph, was over 13 million hits.
Oh, my God.
Actually, Bean, it's over 20 million hits now.
Now it's at 20.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
20 million hits.
Would you go so far as to say that she was fat and now she's all that?
And she's still fat. That's what I'm saying. But she's been on television. She's been interviewed by Good Morning America, the Today Show. I mean, just everywhere. Simon Cowell, whoever, is warning everyone, don't believe it's over. There are some acts that you haven't seen yet.
Oh, sure.
It's not a one-horse race. There's still someone else still may win the competition.
Yeah, sure.
Don't jump ahead.
Okay, Simon.
Well, he's the producer of the show, so he wants people to keep watching.
Of course.
But it's pretty phenomenal.
It is. Are they going to do a follow-up show where you can win her virginity or something? Because that'd be cool, the way to kind of capitalize on her sudden fame.
That's kind of creepy.
You would not want her virginity.
No,
maybe not.
She can keep that.
She's 47. She's unemployed. She does volunteer work at her local church. She lives in the cottage that her mother left to her when she died. She's got a unibrow. She's about 50 pounds overweight. I mean, this is a remarkable story.
So did she not ever take voice lessons? Nothing? She just has
she sang in the
talent?
Church choir.
Wow.
But she always promised her mother that one day she would try to audition for something. Her mother recently passed away, and so in honoring her spirit, she went on this show. And it's just been a phenomenon, international phenomenon.
How about that?
Very impressive. Watch it and you'll cry. So I'm telling you.
Is that a promise?
I got choked up when I was watching. Know what else I cry when I watch?
What?
I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
Remember that show?
I do.
It was a big hit in England. They tried it once here in the States where they got a bunch of celebrities. I think Melissa Rivers.
They didn't really have celebrities.
A couple other people. They put
them
in the
really
jungle.
Celebrities.
And then you have to kind of compete to get out of the jungle.
Right.
Well, NBC is doing another version of that show, and they're lining up contestants. So far, 10 contestants will be on the show. So far, we know Dog the Bounty Hunter will be one of them.
Okay.
Former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich.
Really?
Blagojevich?
Blagojevich.
Isn't that dude in jail?
Yeah, well, I don't think he's in jail right now, but he's been indicted.
He was impeached and indicted, but he'll be on the show.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
And two more contestants just added, Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag.
Oh, my God. No. Yes.
Oh, my God.
The other contestants still have yet to be named, but that's who's going to be competing in the jungles of Costa Rica.
Yes.
On NBC's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Well, now we have to watch.
Yes, especially to see if monkeys take up residence in Blagojevich's hair. They could just make a den out of that hair on his head.
I don't even know what that is.
If you're a Kevin Smith fan like I am and you plan to be in New York City this summer, June 17th, it's just been announced, Kevin will be playing Carnegie Hall, which is usually a venue reserved for the greatest in musical and theatrical performers. But Kevin will be doing his evening with Kevin Smith there.
That is so cool.
Those are unbelievably popular. He's put out a couple DVDs. Mm-hmm.
They're very entertaining, the DVDs.
He's really good at it.
It is June the 17th. If you're interested in going, the tickets will go on sale Monday, April the 20th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and they can be purchased at carnegiehall.org. I suggest you get on the website early if you want to get them, because these things sell out rather quickly.
Yeah.
All right, we have a winner. No more calls for our Killers giveaway, but here's the answer to the trivia question in case you were wondering. The band, the name, The Killers, the band derived from New Order. They've got a music video called to their song Crystal. Yep. And in the video, New Order plays a fictitious band called The Killers.
Oh, didn't know that.
And that's where The Killers got their name, from the New Order video of Crystal.
Hmm. And isn't it shocking that there wasn't a band called The Killers before These Killers?
Yeah, it's a great name. Great name. Today's celebrity birthdays: Maynard from Tool's 45 years old today. Liz Phair turns 42. Jennifer Garner is 37 years old today. And Victoria Beckham of the Spice Girls turns 35. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.